InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You noticed about a week and a half ago, Iran declared war on the United States. That's because they knew the West, U.S. and Israel, was already launching color revolution there. And now for 3 days it's been in full bloom. Trump came out today and said if they shoot any of the protesters, which they've been doing all over the country, that the United States will come to their aid. And if Trump says that, he'll do that. Just like Nigeria. Just like they're now bombing ports in Venezuela. Remember last week at Mar-a-Lago? Trump's in Netanyahu and is like, oh yes, we'll strike them right away if they do anything. And so that is not what we voted for. I am not for the mullahs. I am not for them trying to wipe Israel off the map either. But this is one of the last countries that the West has not toppled over there. And I'm all for their people doing it, but I really don't think we should have been involved in this. I think most of you agree with me on that. And all this began when the U.S. overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. It was pro-America and not even pro-Islam. Pro-expansionist Islam back in 1953 in Operation Ajax. It just goes on from there. Long history of meddling. Unrest spreads across Iran. Protests turn deadly. Trump and Tehran exchange threats. President Trump warns Iran the U.S. will get involved if the regime shoots and kills peaceful protesters. Well, that's happened. And you heard the new doctrine from Trump last week. Oh, yes, we need to take out their ballistic missiles. Well, that means you can hit targets anywhere in the country. So now we're not talking about taking out the nuclear sites. Now it's this wide-open ballistic missile situation. Israel with the United States and with Turkey has taken out all of Israel's enemies that have any real power other than Iran. And, of course, the Saudis don't like Iran either. And I predict if Israel with the U.S. is able to overturn Iran, they'll do something like break it in a couple pieces and give some radical Islamic group control of a part of it. Then we'll be at war with them in 5 years, just like Israel created Hamas and put them in charge of Gaza and admitted they did it to destabilize things. I'm sick of this crap. And I come to it from a well-researched, very pragmatic position. I don't want to blow up Iran. I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't hate the Persians. I don't hate the Jews. But I do hate the American Empire that's been there for 100 years, really, along with the British Empire, sucking us into this and then open our borders up and bringing in the incompatible, most radical forms of Islam to then balkanize our country and who have incredible chips on their shoulders because of the things we've been doing over there. So I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I know talking to General Flynn on and off air, he's worried about this Iran situation. He's worried about Venezuela. He wouldn't cry himself to sleep at night if Maduro got removed. He is a brutal dictator, but it's another quagmire. It's bigger than Texas. We could get sucked into a new Vietnam. It's just got so many problems. And I see listeners, they go, we're confused. You say you overall support regime change, but you can't trust it. It's too dangerous, so you don't. You can understand that, right? It's like the doctors. Yeah, Grandpa needs this triple bypass, but he's 80 years old, and people die about half the time with one of these, so it's the surgery's too dangerous. Like, we support doing the bypass, but you can't. Now, the point is that Trump ran on peace, and he has done a good job in many areas. He's trying to shut down the big one with Russia and Ukraine. But Israel and Netanyahu just have so much undue influence, and it's wrong. And now Israel has doubled down and officially called to repeal the First Amendment of the United States. We're talking about a foreign power meddling in our internal affairs. This is outrageous. The chutzpah is just disgusting. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's my first official live transmission of the incredible year that we just entered, 2026. It is January 2nd, 2026, in the year 2026. And I come to you at 11:06 a.m. Central Standard Time, transmitting defiantly against the tyrants worldwide. We got several huge guests coming up today on the impending war with Iran that's basically already here. Venezuela as well, how that ties into the New World War I told you last year we're already into. Or I guess now I said that in the twilight of 2024, so 2 years ago. Massive geopolitical movements all going into place, extremely dangerous, fraught with peril. Trump says if you shoot any peaceful protesters in Iran, we're going to come back them and hit you with military strikes. That a week after Trump said, yeah, we're looking at taking out their missile sites now, not just their nuke sites. So that sure escalated quickly. Trump calls himself the peace president. Overall, he's dialing back the big ones with Russia and others. And he did run on not letting Iran get nukes. So he didn't break that promise hitting their nuclear sites. I still didn't support it. It was too dangerous. And I said, watch, Israel will be back wanting full war. And Trump last week, we showed him live at Mar-a-Lago with Netanyahu. And he's like, yeah, I think they're getting ready to shoot any more missiles. We're going to hit their whole country, basically. And I think they have nukes. We'll hit them really hard, even faster. And Netanyahu looked really happy. Iran says they're at war with us now. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up. And now Netanyahu has come out in the last 2 months. He did it again last week. And so there's an 8-front war now, not just fighting the Muslims, but fighting in America to censor people. And again, everybody knows I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I don't sit around and go, oh, look, they did something bad again. Yay. I don't think it's the center of the universe. I don't think Israel's the only country that can do evil. I'm not an apologist for Israel either. But a lot of the anti-Israel crowd, the Islamicists and the Nazis, and man, they just lie and are anti-Western and hate me. So I just call balls and strikes here. But now Israel and its lobbies are openly calling for the repeal of the First Amendment. I mean, point blank. And so I posted about this morning, and immediately I had the Israel worshipers, mainly Christian Zionists, with their brigades saying, I'm a liar, and Netanyahu doesn't want this, and I'm with the Muslims, and I'm just stop it. Just stop. I mean, if you go look at my feeds on Rumble or X or InfoWars anywhere, I'm literally attacked by all the Nazis. I'm attacked by the Muslims. I'm attacked by the Israel First lunatics. And all I'm trying to do is just not have a nuclear war. And Israel has no business saying repeal your First Amendment for your own safety, which I have clips of their main cyber czar, the godfather of their modern system in NSA, the former head of the 8 1,200 group, literally saying it's time to get rid of the First Amendment. I mean, just good Lord. And it's at the same time all these other governments and groups are pushing it. So I'm going to break down why this is so dangerous and where this is really going. But remember when I was on Tucker Carlson in March, you know, the 2 times before the last time I was on, and he and I both agreed. In fact, we have compilations. Somebody should find that. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson warn of major false flags against synagogues to bring in a repeal of the First Amendment. I think that's the exact headline. And now we're here. Oh, look at Trump right here. Locked and loaded. Trump and Iranian officials exchange threats over protests. And what they are is color revolutions being spurred and pushed by the U.S. and Israel. That does not mean they're not popular. That does not mean they're not populist. Does not mean they're not legitimate. For those who don't know, Iran has one of the youngest populations in the world. They've had a baby boom when the rest of the world really hasn't. But they've done internal polls, something like 85% of people under 30 hate the government, hate the mullahs, and around half of the middle-aged people and older folks do too. The mullahs are unpopular, but they've got their paramilitary and their guard and all the rest of it. So I would love to see Iran be free. What an advanced culture. What smart people, high IQs, amazing artists. I mean, really, historically, amazing, fine people. And it was about 1,000 years ago they let in a few thousand Muslims who were being kicked out of Saudi Arabia because the Sunnis kicked the Shiites out. And you see how that went for you. Yeah. 1,000 years ago, there wasn't really one Muslim in Iran, and well, now it's a Muslim. That's how it works. There's countries that are Muslim and are about to be. So, I'd love to see peace throughout the whole region, the whole world. I just am tired of it being the focus of everything. But it is today because we are hurtling towards total war in that region. And Iran's allied with China and with Russia. And we're hurtling towards total war with Venezuela. It all ties into a larger geopolitical situation. You got Mamdani getting sworn in on the Quran, immediately promising to take private property. It's a classic communist move, the Red-Green Alliance. Unbelievable developments with citizen journalists. I've seen videos in 30, 40 states, and I'm told it's everywhere, finding not just the Somalis, but mainly the Muslims, because they work as units, but also you've got other groups of the, quote, migrants coming in, being signed up by Democrats and NGOs on how to milk the system. Then they pay a large portion, usually more than half, to the Democrat, and UN NGOs. They're now finding head UN officials owning, you know, 30, 40 daycares in Minneapolis. They're finding UN officials owning a whole bunch of healthcare facilities. I mean, we're talking official UN high-level representatives of major governments like Somalia. Of course, the Somalis aren't doing this on their own and just getting away with it. Biden hired 87,000 new IRS agents down to $500 if you've gotten tips that they tracked through Vimeo. Huge fines. I know people that had a few thousand dollars from tips, didn't pay on them, and got like $10,000 fines from the IRS. Ooh, you didn't pay your $600, bitch. $5,000 fine. No judge, no jury. IRS will grab your bank account. But you want to steal $10 million a year as some bug-eyed Somali? Well, you're allowed to because they're paying the money to the Democrat Party. I'm going to explain this forever. But thank God now people are aware of it. Thank God people are finally getting it. And the Somalis are a pirate slaver clan, and they follow the orders of their leaders. They vote 99% the way they're told. So they're the worst because the Democrats love working with them, because you can stick, even in a, you know, medium-sized town, 500 Somalis, and you can run 500, 600 businesses. You know, one of them can run a dozen businesses, and one of them can steal $10, $20 million. And they'll sit there and fill out the forms and do as they're told, and because they're pirates. I mean, they follow their boss's orders. Because in Somalia, they kill you if you don't. So they're a well-oiled mafia machine, even though on average they have a 70 IQ. So because they are so hierarchical, they're very effective. So basically, they're like robot thieves, okay? And they're perfect. So that's why they're so effective. And they're prized. They're prized creatures by the Democrats. And in Europe, they're prized by the Labor Party. In the UK, they've set up nests of them in all the major towns and cities. And they overperform at stealing. They just do a fabulous job. Because they're pirates. They're the captain now. And I told you about their arrogance, because I've run into it. People are seeing it like, I'm a god, you're crap, I'm your god. Somalis created Earth, we created the U.S., we created Minneapolis, we've been here 3,000 years, we're going to rule you, you'll be our slaves, ha ha ha. And you're like, oh, that's the exception. Now you're seeing thousands of videos of them bragging all wild-eyed, and you're like, what the hell is this? That's inbreeding psychotic behavior, ladies and gentlemen. And now in Minnesota and in Washington State and Oregon, they're saying, oh, we're going to arrest people that criticize Somalis for hate crimes. And they put out bounties on Nick Shirley. There's all these leftists online going, Nick Shirley, you're going to be dead soon. The bounty's on your ass. So creepy. That's all coming up. John Bowen just filed today a very powerful report dealing with the Islamic takeover. But the good news is there is a great awakening. It's very, very exciting. And then I want to go into Israel. And the fact that Israel has joined the EU, the UK, Australia, Canada, and the WEF to try to overturn the First Amendment here and bring in an internet ID for the Uniform Social Credit Score. And when it comes to boots on the ground and control of Congress, Israel is one of the strongest lobbies, other than the teachers union and the defense companies and energy. I mean, it's in the top four lobbies. And when it comes to subservience of the members of Congress, they've got great control. So when Israel wants our First Amendment, they tend to get it. And this is a foreign government openly meddling directly, not just in our own elections, but to take away the First Amendment, your speech. And it is outrageous. It is criminal. It is disgusting. And it's a very serious threat. Very serious. And Israel is just normalizing it. It's why you have the New York Times saying it's time to repeal the First Amendment. And they join the left in all of this. So it's a serious constellation of interests that want to take our rights. And I don't care who you are, where you're from, whether you call yourself a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Russian, Chinese, whatever the hell you are, you organize to take my free speech. You are a serious enemy of the country and of our freedoms. And Israel's got one of the strongest lobbies. They intend to do it. As I predicted, and so did Tucker in that March interview, you see him teeing up all this anti-Jew stuff and all this hype. It's being pushed. People have a right to do it. But my point is the setup's there, and the big false flags are coming as the catalyst to get this anti-free speech garbage through. And then Katie bar the door. And it's not just banning your speech. It's tracking everything you do with internet ID and what comes with that. The vaccine passports, the social credit score. This is the mark of the beast. This is the control system. They've got all the reasons they're bringing in around the world, all the systems. But at the end of the day, it's about a global technocracy over us all. And the majority of lobbies, whether it's the liberals, the communists, the left, the Muslims, the Jewish lobbies, they want the First Amendment overturned. The case is against me by the Democrat Party and supported by the ADL and other leftist Jewish lobbies. We're restricting the First Amendment with this Alex Jones case. By misrepresenting what he said and did, once we have the precedent, we'll be able to curtail it and take the rights free speech away. Well, now they're just going directly for it. So all Americans, whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or, you know, agnostic or whatever, everybody should agree on this or everyone's going to lose it. The answer to speech you disagree with is the truth. So here's John Bowen's report. We'll come back and get to the Israel clips that are insane.
This is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal, putting up a Christmas tree is not halal, wishing people a happy Christmas or a merry Christmas is not halal. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
Islamist extremist threats continue to threaten Christmas and New Year's celebrations worldwide. In Germany, security forces arrested 5 men, including a suspected imam, for planning a vehicle ramming attack on a Christmas market in Bavaria.
And this comes after heightened security measures were put in place following car ramming attack at a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg last year, which killed 6 people and injured more than 300. And authorities say he called for the attack to be carried out with the aim of killing or injuring as many people as possible at the market.
In Poland, a 19-year-old student was detained for allegedly preparing an Islamic State-inspired bombing at a Christmas market, while Turkish police conducted raids detaining over 115 suspected ISIS members accused of plotting attacks on churches, synagogues, and New Year's gatherings during the festive period.
Authorities have taken dramatic action ahead of the holiday season. More than 100 suspected members of the Islamic State group have been arrested in a massive counter-terrorism sweep. Remember, Turkey shares a long border with Syria, nearly 900 kilometers, where jihadist groups remain active. That proximity has made the region a key concern for the Turkish security forces. And this operation comes shortly after a deadly attack in Syria on December 13, where a lone ISIS gunman, remember, killed 2 US soldiers and an American civilian.
Hugh, this is 70 strikes inside Syria, ISIS targets. That's significant. Having covered the Pentagon for a long time, that's not minuscule. And this is in response to the killing of those 3 soldiers that you saw the president meet at Dover Air Force Base.
This is a much needed and much welcome message to every enemy of America in the world that if you harm, and the president put in caps in his True Social, if you harm or threaten any American, especially our servicemen, he will hit you harder than you have ever been hit before. And so those people in ISIS, or whether or not they're in ISIS, I'm not sure, who are getting hammered tonight. A-10s mean they're close. They're in close and they're pounding the ground. This is the best thing President Trump could do to protect American troops and civilians abroad. I applaud him completely.
Back in Turkey, was orchestrating suicide attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, and Europe.
The Islamic State also issued explicit threats urging supporters to turn the holiday into a season of terror.
Islamic State put out, a sort of press release. It was described as a newsletter, whatever that means, calling for the Christmas period to become a season of terror, attacking Christians and Jews. And they mocked the fact that we've taken security measures at our Christmas markets, like those hostile vehicle mitigation bollards that we saw recently at Birmingham Christmas Market. And we've seen all sorts of Christmas markets being patrolled by armed police. This is a quote. They said, to engage crowds of Christians and Jews in the heart of Europe, America, and the Jewish state, running them over with buses, beating them, and smashing them with heavy hammers. And we've seen across Europe, we've seen in Germany, in Belgium, in France, nativity scenes have been destroyed, baby Jesus statues have been decapitated and stolen, a donkey was actually punched in the face.
But it wasn't just limited to Islamic hatred. Hindu nationalist groups intensified attacks amid the Christmas season also. Reports documented over 700 incidents of violence against Christians throughout the year, including assaults on carolers, vandalism of church decorations, disruptions of prayer meetings, and mob harassment, with organizations like the Vishwa Hindu Parishad urging Hindus to boycott the festival. While New Year's has become a display of global cowardice.
In Times Square at this time, we are continually operating in a heightened threat, and please be conscious of your surroundings.
Well, federal agents have arrested a Texas man for allegedly trying to help ISIS. The newly uncovered plot comes as DHS issues a warning urging people to remain vigilant during their New Year's Eve celebrations.
Federal charges have been filed against this ISIS sympathizer here in Texas. So he's charged with trying to give bomb-making materials to an undercover FBI agent who was posing as an ISIS member.
Just this month, a couple of weeks ago, the FBI announced a foiled plot in California where suspects allegedly planned to plant bombs to go off on New Year's Eve at several communities in Southern California. Five people were taken into custody. And of course, it's been almost 1 year exactly since that attack in New Orleans, just hours after 2025 officially rang in. The suspect drove a truck into a crowd, killing 14 innocent people. You see them right there. He was later killed by police. Authorities are working to keep New Orleans and other cities, large and small, across the country safe.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And they canceled New Year's celebrations all over Europe because the Muslims always go crazy, but they didn't care whether it was Sweden, whether it was Germany, whether it was France, whether it was the UK. They came out and burned up churches, fired fireworks, attacked police, reporters out trying to walk around because, you know, obviously women aren't allowed under Islam to be out unattended at night. You saw what happened to Laura Logan in Egypt during the Arab Spring. 100 men grabbed her, started raping her. You know, similar stuff going on all over. That's what happens when you're occupied under this system. So let's go ahead and play a clip here. Now, this is the German streamer out there. And notice she gets slapped and hit in the head multiple times as soon as she shows up in the middle of the Muslims that have taken over, because no one dare go out in these city centers during Christmas or New Year's, or this is what happens to you.
I'm a time troll. Best size. Ow! Ow! Fuck! Ow! Ah, ich hab immer was abbekommen. Ich hab immer was gegen den Kopf bekommen. Ow! Ich glaube, wenn ich so 2 Meter Türsteher schrank wäre, hätten die das nicht gemacht. Ah, schon wieder, Alter! Wichser!
So let's go ahead and show those clips you showed earlier with audio, please. The fireworks, the attacks, the burning.
Alles, ganz Berlin. Was ist los hier, Bruder? Gut, Bruder, gut, gut. Ich sehe gar nichts mehr, Leute. Alles vernebelt hier, alles.
Do in post because we're live. The crew did a great job. I sent them over 100 clips, and for whatever reason, the real violent clips I sent just didn't make it on the list. So I'm going to find those again, send them again, and when we post this up on X later and on Rumble, it's going to be there for you. But you can go to X, anybody can, in 10 seconds. Just type in New Year's violence, Muslims, Europe, and you'll get the burning buildings, the attacks, the stabbings, all the rest of it. But I do have the clips with Israel calling for getting rid of the First Amendment. So we'll have those for you and this big story on the other side of this break. Please stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number 1 app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number 1. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number 1 news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Because she was a samurai.
I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. I know most of you are already aware of this, but we need to really put this on the front burner. All over the world, at the nation state level, at the UN level, at the WEF level, at the BlackRock corporate ESG governance level, internet IDs are being rolled in that are already standardized to a UN standardized system in the last decade developed by Bill Gates, who heads up the working group with the communist Chinese. You can look that up. Look up Bill Gates and the UN developing the world ID. They say the head of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the head of the UN, they say this will bring in the cashless society. This will track everything you do. We'll enforce the carbon taxes through it. If you don't say and do what we want, we will shut down your ability to travel, to have a bank account, to have a car. China's had this in for basically 10 years. And that's the model that is being implemented right here in the West. And they've got the professors and the left and the universities and the Democrats wanting censorship. You've seen that. We have the incredible censorship of the EU and of the UK suing Elon Musk and other American companies trying to make them censor us, and Brazil coming after X and others. And you have Keir Starmer working with the EU to try to censor Americans, and Trump has been putting basically sanctions on them, killing huge multi-billion dollar deals to put pressure on them. So that's a good sign. But then you have Netanyahu a few months ago in several speeches. We played him here many times. But he's given a new speech, repeated it again a few days ago, so we'll play that one in a moment, saying we've been in a seven-front war with the Muslims and with Iran mainly, and now we've got an eighth front. That is America and other Western nations criticizing Israel, and we're at war, and we're going to change the laws and regulations to stop people disagreeing with us. And the policies they've come up with, and there's articles about it today, include saying, criticizing the Zionist state. Well, whether that's right or wrong, from your perspective, you have a right to do that. But the bigger issue is, this is Israel openly trying to come over here and openly trying to pass laws and regulations to censor the American people. I mean, it's just over the top. Just like when Keir Starmer does it, or Ursula von der Leyen. We expose that. They've all got different excuses and all got different reasons for why they're doing it. And they're passing regulations in Australia and in Canada and in the UK. If you criticize Islam, 3 years in prison. So all these different groups want censorship. The Muslim Brotherhood is financing censorship. Israel's financing censorship from the right-wing Likudniks. They've got all their minions in Congress. You've got the Rothschild arm censoring and trying to get censorship of conservatives. I mean, it's bad. And now we have Mr. Cramer, Shlomo Cramer, who's the former head of Israel's NSA, the 8,200 group, 8,200, saying it's time to limit the First Amendment, close quote. We need to control all the social platforms and take control of what they're saying. And I posted this and I said, see, he's joined Netanyahu on pushing the eighth front of the war. And I saw the pro-Israel people go, Alex, Netanyahu doesn't support this. And then I just posted the video of Netanyahu giving the order for this. And this guy is hooked into dozens of major companies he set up or is part of, that deal with banking and identity and all of it. And that stuff can be used to protect your identity. Can also be used to shut you down in a social credit score. And that's what he's saying. He's saying to protect you from foreign governments and AI, we've got to do this. And I did a really good breakdown this morning that I shot in my car. I think I nailed it there. Guys, download that. I'm going to air that in a few minutes, too. It's short, like 5 minutes long. I mean, I nailed it then. Why repeat it? So we'll play that in a moment. But this is outrageous. if he was proposing something reasonable, but saying we're going to have a foreign lobby manipulate Americans, I'd be against it. But this is tyrannical. There it is. The foreign government of Israel has publicly declared war on the American people's right to free speech. And that's what it is. Israel's leadership has now joined forces with the tyrannical European Union, UK, and others to overturn the First Amendment, effectively establishing an AI digital dictatorship. And his argument is, what I've told you is the argument of big tech here, well, China's dictatorial. They can run a better AI takeover than us, so their AI is going to win if we don't have censorship. But he's saying we've got to take your rights because individuals and foreign governments, corporations can do all this bad stuff with AI, so you've got to let us restrict your speech and decide who can talk and who can't. I mean, it is so evil. And he does it in his kind of whispering NPR version of Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. I was like, who does his voice remind me of? It's like an NPR version of if Arnold Schwarzenegger was,
yes, we do it for you. You don't need that speech anymore.
And you have to understand, folks, they put you in jail for 3 years if an Afghan rapes you and you criticize him as an Afghan. He gets no jail time. He gets parole. You get jail time. I mean, it's the same thing all over the Western world. So all of this that you think is to censor Muslims or censor whatever, or the KKK, no, it's for you. And so we have the left and the big think tanks and the different globalist parties and the Mondamis of the world allied in reality with the EU, the UK, and Israel coming in, lobbying, trying to get Americans censored. It's outrageous. And remember, this comes to you from the same globalist corporate combine blob that created COVID, released COVID, rolled out poison shots, censored everybody, did the psychological warfare. The same ones that covered up the Hunter Biden laptop and stole the 2020 election, all of that. So they've got all their different reasons for it. But I tell you, it gives me an intellectual headache to be here defending the First Amendment and free speech. And no matter who attacks it, I go after them. And then I get to have the idiots in the comments saying, oh, you're just anti-Semitic because you don't want Israel to defend itself. Israel defends itself by surveilling us and censoring us and controlling us. That's outrageous. And then I get to have all the idiots that only obsess on Jews going, oh, Jones, I thought you worked for them. What are you doing criticizing this? I always criticize Israel and does bad stuff. I do what's right. I go and I look at something and whatever is the common sense right thing to do is what I do. It's like Candace Owens. She says there's this Fort Huachuca plan to kill Kurt. All these people have alibis. Now she says, oh, it's not about a meeting to kill him. Yeah, that's what she said. And then her star witness is a complete famous con artist who he caught in total lies. And so I say, this is not true. Then they go, oh, you're not saying there was any help killing Kirk. You're not saying there should be an investigation. Yes, I am. All I do is what is moral. I don't sit around and ask, will this be popular? I don't sit around and ask, who will come after me if I do this? Netanyahu is making a move because the Democrats are weak to take over the Republican Party and take over the Trump administration. There's been internal battles and a lot going on, and Trump has acted like at points he's pulling away, but now in the last 2 weeks, he's acting like he is Benjamin Netanyahu's sock puppet when it comes to going to war with Iran and when it comes to censoring Americans. And it's a bridge too far for me. So I'm going to assess it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to analyze it. And I'm glad he's got good appointments, and I'm glad the border's controlled, and he's making good economic decisions. He's trying to stop the Ukraine war, and I'm still going to support all that, but if it appears, and it looks like this is what's happening, that Trump is falling fully under the control of Benjamin Netanyahu, we're going to have a big war game here on air, all of us, to decide what we're going to do about this. And the answer is put major pressure on Trump, protest Trump, try to get him back on the straight and narrow. That was a private conversation I had with Flynn. It wasn't off record. We didn't get into all the aspects of it. He was also very concerned. He's not anti-Israel himself, but he's anti-Israel lobby controlling us. And we talked about how they are pushing us into war with Iran, the censorship, and his big concerns. So that was part of the aspect that we didn't get to just because of time constraints. We'll come back soon and get into that. So this is our country. It's our sovereign nation. Doesn't belong to the Chinese or the UK or the EU or Israel or anybody. But it is such a big deal and such an insult to have Netanyahu meeting with all these U.S. journalists and young people and influencers saying, you've got to go fight for Israel. You've got to convince everybody we're good. And by the way, don't worry, we're going to start censoring everybody to make your job easier. Now, is Israel the only group influencing us? No. The anti-Israel folks have this fetish and only cover what Israel's doing manipulating us. And when I cover other groups doing it, like the communist Chinese, I'm coming up for Israel. No, I'm not a one-trick pony. And the reason I explain this is not to defend myself. It's to get those of you out there to become multifaceted, a little bit deeper, so you understand these things. If you just oppose Israel trying to control our politics and take over our government from some hateful position, then that turns off people that would listen to you and turns off people in Israel that would agree with you. Instead, just address it as it is and say it's wrong and it's dangerous for everybody. When I criticize the Communist Chinese Party, I don't criticize the Chinese people. See what I'm getting at? Then you can't debate my argument that what Netanyahu is doing is outrageous. You imagine if the U.S. was trying to go to Israel and saying we're going to censor Jews in Israel that say don't like Netanyahu? Or vice versa? I mean, to me, this is a litmus test. Any of the Jewish talk show hosts or anybody out there that support this, in fact, it needs to be put to Ben Shapiro, who is definitely in the pocket of Netanyahu. I think he is an intelligence asset. My opinion, how he operates, Levin. I believe they are officially Israeli spies. Okay. And I don't hate Israel in and of itself existing. I do hate people that act like they're Americans and act like they're loyal when everything they do flies in the face of that. And I believe from action and behavior that Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro are actual intelligence operatives card carrying with Israeli intelligence agencies. I know the cut of their jib, as you say. But regardless, I know that Shlomo Kramer, the godfather of Israeli modern surveillance and cyber, the former head of the A200 group, their NSA, who is at all the key junctures of our banking and systems you need for Internet ID and social credit score, I know he's following the orders of mobilization by Netanyahu to openly push the repeal of the First Amendment in the name of protecting it. Oh, you're going to lose it. We're going to put it over here and protect it, and we decide what it is. I mean, this is a frontal assault on America. Even the EU and the UK, when they're suing us and trying to attack us and going after us, she'll say, oh, we support free speech. We just control what you can say. No, he says, no, it's time to restrict it. This is outrageous. And I want Trump to come out and repudiate this. I want Stephen Miller, who I respect, thinks he's an amazing person, and who I believe is pro-America. In fact, I know. I want to see him repudiate it. I want to see American Jews repudiate this. In our past, it's been the Jews, at least the last 100 years, that have been like super pro-free speech. So let's see you do that now. Because it's crazy. And it's dangerous. I believe the truth will always win, and we'll come out on top, those of us that love freedom and justice and a good society, if we have the right to speak. If they take that away, can't bar the door. It's why it's the First Amendment. I mean, this is really unspeakable, folks. And the way he sells it with his slick tongue. It's just unbelievable. And again, it's not in a vacuum. The left is all over the New York Times and everywhere else. Time to repeal the Constitution. Time to abolish the First Amendment. Because they know we're winning the Second Amendment argument and the Fourth Amendment argument and the Eighth Amendment argument and the Tenth Amendment argument because our ideas are superior and common sense. So this is turning over the chessboard. This is throwing a fit. This is giving up. All over the world, Western governments are going to pure totalitarianism because they're losing. But he's trying to normalize repealing the First Amendment and just get us used to it. And we have to say no. Trump just banned a bunch of EU bureaucrats that have been involved in censorship from the U.S. I think Trump should sign an order saying any Israeli that calls for repealing the First Amendment or who's actively working against the First Amendment should be banned from the United States. And that goes for any Chinese person or any Mexican or any Swede. I don't have a hard-on for you, Israel. Your leadership's got a hard-on for me. And I ain't bending over, and I ain't taking it. That's why our symbol was almost the rattlesnake instead of the eagle. It was because it doesn't start fights, it doesn't come after you, but you step on it, it bites you. And I'm like, will you just please not step on me? Will you please not do it? And if you do step on me, well, then you've decided the course is going to go down. But you're playing into every stereotype and every other thing your enemies are saying. And I know why, because your bosses are getting ready to blow up some synagogues. I know, okay? I wasn't born yesterday, okay? I was born in the dark. It wasn't yesterday. I did fall off a turnip truck. It wasn't yesterday. I see it. I know. Okay. This is so disgusting. All right. Go to the godfather of cybersecurity, say get rid of the First Amendment to protect it, of course. And then we'll go to Netanyahu, just a shorter clip recently where he was reiterating the eight-front war. And then we'll continue on after that. Here it is.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. And quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms. All the social platforms, we need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves.
I got to start again. I can teach a college course on this. We need to prove the authenticity. That's the internet ID that they've got right-wing states who, meanwhile, like Texas, passing internet IDs so kids can't look at porn. No, your parents should control it because that isn't just for kids. Now everybody has to internet ID. They admit. They've now got a total internet ID passed 2 weeks ago in Australia, which they bragged and said, yay, the UN said we finally got the world ID. It's happening. Oh, we have to make sure you're real. We'll decide whether you're real or not. Then we'll rate how much you get boosted. Yeah, like Google only putting lies. See how this sounds? They do the AI race. They push all this out. The globalists create the problem, then offer the solution. Here it is.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online. And take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government.
The government should
control the social media.
Yeah.
You are representatives of the Christian Zionists who made Jewish Zionism possible. It's hard for me to conceive the emergence of the Jewish state, the reemergence of the Jewish state, without the support of Christian Zionists in the United States, also in Britain, but the main thrust was in the United States in the 19th century. So Christian Zionism facilitated the rise and success of Jewish Zionism. And it's been an enormous partnership since then. I've known some of you. Mike, how long have we known since we were teenagers, something like that? A long time.
46 years.
46 years. Since we were a little more than teenagers. But I can say that we have no better friends, and I mean that sincerely. You have stood by us through thick and thin, and now we're challenged by new challenges, but equally with new opportunities. We fought, as you know, a seven-front war, and we've come out in many ways victorious. But there's an eighth front, and that's the front for the hearts and minds of people, especially young people in the West, and for me, especially in the United States, and for me, especially on the conservative wing of the United States. And I think it's not just Israel's battle. I think it's our common Judeo-Christian civilizational battle. And I think we have to engage in that battle as forcefully, with as much resolution as we engage the other seven fronts. I think it affects not only Israel, it affects America, it affects our alliance, it affects the future of Western civilization. And I don't think I'm exaggerating one bit. I have here my colleagues, Israel's ambassador to the United States, to the United Nations, our consul general in New York, our consul general in Miami, and every one of my delegation. We feel that this is a theater that has to be engaged with great force. Who's to engage in us in this? It's us. It's you and us. And we have to, you know, we have to be, I think we have to be stand up and be counted. They have to hear our voice.
There. And again, I have a full 2.5 minute clip coming up of Shlomo Kramer getting into all the details, how they're going to control us, censorship, all of it. But that's where we are. Now we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to get into Mondami swearing in on the Koran, announcing they're going to grab all this private property. Like he said vaguely, any violation, anything we say you're doing, you don't fix a clogged drain, we're just taking the property. We're going to shut down the grocery stores and have government grocery stores with free food. I mean, this is a classic communist takeover. It is so serious. And if you don't know, for the first 5 years, the Bolshevik Revolution, they only got control of Moscow. It took them 5 years to control the rest of the country. They just seized the main cities and then administratively collapsed those and then take down the whole country. We're going to break. I want to thank all of you before we start the second hour for your support, keeping us on the air. We have incredible products that make it so easy to support us. We have a massive sale going until just January 8th. That's next week. Get a free bottle of the incredible immune-boosting, so good for your whole body, regardless health-wise, Atomic Defense or Shilajit Gummies, pineapple flavor, amazing what that does, with purchase of any supplement. So you buy any supplement, and you can either choose a Shilajit Gummies or a bottle of Atomic Defense. Cold and flu season's here. Atomic Defense has the ingredients you need to fortify your body's defenses. Shilajit Gummies also work in conjunction by supporting cellular energy, helping your body adapt to stress, which is one of the biggest immune killers. Add any supplement to your cart and get your choice of a free Atomic Defense or Shilajit Gummy in your order. Don't miss out. This offer ends Thursday, January 8th. The coordinates to this amazing deal are thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. And go read about what is in Atomic Defense. Concentrated elderberry, turmeric root, garlic extract, organic oregano extract, sea moss, and more. And then the Shilajit, I take an hour to get into. We got the best. All these natural peptides, boost testosterone, you name it. So good for your skin, your clarity, your focus. It's all there. Buy any supplement, get one of these free, the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense. TheAlexShowStore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Speech, being honest about it, I'll give them that. This is a cybersecurity former head of their NSA, billionaire Shlomo Kramer. Here's the full clip of all his reasons to protect us. You know, China's more tyrannical, so if we restrict, we can have a better AI, and you know, we'll protect you, and we'll decide with your internet ID how to boost you if you're telling the truth or not. It's all a social credit score. It's all pure garbage. Then I want to get into the major unrest in Iran. Trump saying if they kill people, protesters are going to strike Iran. Well, that's now happened. How that ties into all the other craziness. What's happened with Nick Shirley inspiring thousands of citizen journalists everywhere, which is the archetype of, in general in life, how we can take everything back and people just understand that it's about we the people. And so much other news on election fraud coming out, on what Jack Smith's been caught doing. It's a huge broadcast. Two huge guests coming up I've told you about. But I want to take calls in this hour on Israel. Netanyahu, his surrogate, saying repeal the First Amendment, restrict the First Amendment. How do we counter this? What do we do about it? Joined by the left supporting it. And what about Mamdani, sworn in on the Quran, saying he's going after the private property? We'll break it down. How do we counter that? All these forces that want tyranny, how do we the people come together and organize against it? And what does Trump need to do? Those are some big subjects. Any other subject you want to cover? The massive fraud coming out? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, we don't screen your calls. If you want to tell us where you're calling from, the topic, that's fine. You don't have to do that. You just tell us your name and have a clean phone line. What I don't want is to screen your call on air. It's my pet peeve. When I get you on, because you're used to being screened, and you want to be screened by me, that's hang-up time. So I was like, you're on air. I'm not going to screen your call. Nope. Can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? Because you can't believe you're on air. No, I'm going to talk to you. Please. Just, we're not going to screen your calls. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it for you. Sorry. 877-789-2539. Unfiltered. Talk to millions of people. We want to talk to you. Agree, disagree. I don't care. 877-789-2539. So here's the Israeli NSA head saying, repeal the First Amendment for our own safety.
I mean that we need to control the platforms and take control over what they are saying. So AI is going to revolutionize cyber warfare, is revolutionizing cyber warfare from critical infrastructure to the fabric of society and politics, and undermining it, giving unfair advantage to authoritarian governments against democratic countries, First Amendment type of...
That's already happening?
That's already happening. You're seeing the polarization in countries that allow for the First Amendment and protect it, which is great. And I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late. I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should control the social media.
Should do that. And we need to educate people against lies, and government need to develop cyber defense programs that are as sophisticated as the cyber attack. Today it's a 1 to 100 ratio. You need to use technology in order to stabilize the political system. So this is an urgent need by the government to do that. And until then, enterprises are buying by themselves more and more cybersecurity solutions, but they can't afford all these solutions by themselves. So they are looking for ways to deliver a more efficient consumption. That drives really the next generation of companies such as Wiz, CrowdStrike, Cato networks on the network that are platforms and are able to deliver this extended need for security in an affordable way for enterprises.
I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesshow.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Let me summarize. The Mahdi will be a messianic figure. He will be a descendant of Muhammad. He will be an unparalleled, unequaled leader. He will come out of a crisis of turmoil. He will take control of the world. He will establish a new world order. He will destroy all who resist him. He will invade many nations. He will make a 7-year peace treaty with the Jews. He will conquer Israel and massacre the Jews. He will establish Islamic world headquarters at Jerusalem. He will rule for 7 years, establish Islam as the only religion. He will come on a white horse with supernatural power. He will be loved by all people on earth. If that sounds familiar, that is a precise description of the biblical Antichrist. We know that the rider on the white horse in Revelation 6 is the Antichrist. They use that verse to describe their Mahdi. You go into any kind of a study of that and you will find that all the details match up perfectly. The Bible's Antichrist is Islam's savior.
I've read the Quran. That's got to be like 25 years ago. And it literally says at the end that God comes back and kills everybody. And we all just die. So, you've now got Mondami being sworn in on a Quran. And then he says, which they'd already announced, we're going to go into all these landlords, and you know it's not going to be the globalists, it's not going to be going after Larry Silverstein, and if there's a clogged toilet, there's a clogged drain, if something hadn't been fixed, we will seize your property, and they have those unconstitutional laws in the books in New York, and we're just going to turn it over to the renters. Democrats all over the country let squatters come in and even rent Airbnbs. You see it all over the time. Tens of thousands of cases a month. And in blue states and blue cities, they'll let you stay there up to a year, sometimes longer. And you just go rent an Airbnb for 3 days, and you don't leave for 6 months. Or you rent a house, and then you don't leave for 2 years. And I know people personally that are friends of mine who are kind of more liberal, not really super liberal, but yeah, you know, and they've had people squat in their houses for years. It's the end of private property. And now in Chicago and in New York are saying, you know, food's too much. We're going to have government-sponsored grocery stores with subsidized food, Mondami has said, where the taxpayer pays for it. And it goes beyond the food stamps, where they then just basically give you the food. Because they've cut the police and allowed BLM to burn down the other grocery stores. It's about getting rid of free market, getting rid of competition, creating Clark and Piven, collapsing the economy, collapsing the society, so that all that is left is the state. This is a classical formula. So, let's play Mondami being sworn in on the Quran. Then we have Mondami with this nebulous, oh, if you're a bad landlord, we're going to come in and take control of it. Or if you don't do the new Green Deal upgrades that Biden signed into law that are impossible to do, because they have all these regulations where you can't even get the zoning and the permits, we're going to take your property that way. And it's all going to be selective, and it's all going to introduce the idea that when the state comes in and takes something from somebody and gives it to you, it's a good thing, and it'll work for a few years like Venezuela, and then it will collapse everything. But that's the plan. Then I've got more clips of him with all these people in different languages, in different Muslim languages, dancing and chanting, and person after person saying, you know, finally the reign of the evil white people's come to an end. The point is that they've taught all these groups they brought in to be anti-white. And then when whites finally go, okay, we have an identity, we're going to stand up to you, well, then we're the bad people. This is the clash of civilizations that's been planned. So let's go to a couple of these Mondami clips. Here he is being sworn on the Quran. Here he is declaring war on private property rights. Here it is.
Repeat after me. Raise your right hand. I. Zoran Kwame Mondani.
Zoran Kwame Mondani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of.
The duties of.
The office of.
The office of.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
We will not compromise on housing quality. If your landlord does not responsibly steward your home, city government will step in. Sure that 311 violations are resolved, and we will hold slumlords to account for hazardous and dangerous threats to your well-being.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share, New Yorkers.
Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this, but a radio listener can't see it. He went to the drag queen event. First, these people steal identity of women and say men are women. Then they say a woman is a person in a clown outfit dressed like a demon. And under Islam, they'd all be thrown off cliffs. Mondami's wife would not be wearing $5,000 dress and $700 shoes and Rolexes. And she'd be wearing a jib over her head. And these people would all be thrown off the tallest building. But this is the insane garbage we're dealing with. But let's go back before I get to these other clips. Let's go back to the clip we played, the one before last, where he says, we're throwing off the rugged individualism for the warm embrace of collectivism. You mean like the frog's put in cold water, you turn it up, and as long as it's slow, the frog will sit there and just pass out and die. They know communism and socialism doesn't work for the people, but it works for them as a way to conquer a population. Then after they've sucked the money out and collapsed things, then they have a reorganization of tyranny, and then you get forced labor camps. But look at this satellite shot. South Korea per capita has the greatest wealth in the world, the highest standard of living. Look at South Korea from space. Look at North Korea. Only the communist capital has any lights on and a few military bases. They literally live in the dark. Millions starve to death. This population's gone up. This population's gone down. Now they've stopped having kids, so they're going down now, too. But there's your warmth of collectivism from space. Perfectly illustrated. Before China opened up partially free market, they were dark, too. So that's the perfect illustration. And Mondami did the natural human salute where you touch your heart and then embrace out and put your hand out. Why do you think the Romans 2,400 years ago started that salute? In fact, go to me. And the left will take this and say, I did this because I love Hitler because it's their deceptive. No. The Romans came up with their Roman salute where you hit your chest, like from my heart to you, reaching the hand out. And then you got the Roman handshake, too, where they don't grab the hand, they grab the forearm. Now, Mussolini copied that. Hitler copied that. But it doesn't mean that salute belongs to Hitler. Just like people go to India, it's been all the news, and they go to these 3,000-year-old temples and demand it be taken down because they got swastikas. It's a sun symbol. Let me show people. I know most of you know this. Look. It's like the left is taking over the rainbow for pedophilia. The rainbow is beautiful. God says it's our promise in the first book of the Bible. This is a sun symbol. Okay? And every culture, from the Aztecs, the Indians, the Norse, all had it. Okay? This is seen as a positive one going clockwise. And you've got the negative one. The point is there's different types of them. Like everybody thinks the peace symbol is good. Actually, this is the rune under Germanic culture and under the Viking cultures of a tree that's alive, the arms are up. That's the rune of life. This is the rune of death. And yes, the Big Dipper, the fall, the winter, it's a swastika. That's why they have that symbol. So, but every time I do this, and I'll do it again, because I don't care. I'm not going to control what I do because they're going to lie and misrepresent. This is from my heart to all of you, reaching out to you and humanity. Just because Hitler did that, it doesn't belong to him. In fact, Hitler wore black leather jackets. Am I not going to wear a black leather jacket sometime because he did? Again, this is the mindlessness of the left. And now they push this garbage. But here we have Mondami, just like AOC, just like Hillary, all of them, just like Cory Booker, doing the reaching out to a crowd. It's normal. Yeah, yeah, I see you up there in the bleachers. Hi. You're not, it's the intent of a symbol, ladies and gentlemen. like people have seen the governor of Texas, it's happened to the last few governors, do this. And every time I do it, people take the screenshot and go, look, Jones is, God, I got such bad arthritis with my hand being broken, I can't even do this now. Wow, I'm getting old, man. Look at that. I can't even do it. There you go. Ugh. I've seen a few too many fights, folks. Wow. Usually like that. Sorry. I'm like Roy Batty in Blade Runner, man. I'm a countdown here. At least this arm's like 80 years old. But what? I can't even do it anymore. Good Lord. I can do it with this hand. They will show governors going, look, they're Satanists. No, this means I love you, and it also means hook 'em horns for Bevo. But if you're a Satanist doing it, then it does mean you're a Satanist. So somebody's wearing a pentagram shirt and doing it, well, then you know what they mean by it. And I know you all know this, ladies and gentlemen. I know you all understand this. But just know when the left tries this crap with you, it's so stupid. Total meltdown when Elon Musk did it. But when everybody else does it, it's okay. And every time I do the Bevo explaining, the people that claim they're the right wingers, they're the Patriots, look, Jones did it again. He admitted he's a Satanist. No, I showed you. And by the way, I actually looked the symbol up decades ago. I actually learned about this from like an MTV interview 40 years ago. And I looked it up once the internet got going. It was true. Roddy James Dio was like explaining, look, I didn't popularize this for Satan worship. My grandmother, you know, had been born in Italy. You find the interviews. And in Italy, you'd ward off Satan with this. You ward off the evil eye and say a prayer to Mary or whatever, and then ward off the devil. Yeah, there he is saying it. So he said, I didn't even mean it like that, but then it got picked up as a sign of the devil because, you know, he basically was into all that stuff. He said, covering it all, looking at all angles of it. I mean, no doubt he was in the occult. He admitted that, but he wasn't a devil worshiper in his words. The point was, is that he was actually saying what it was. So it's got all sorts of symbols. It can be the I love you symbol. It can be the hook 'em horns for UT. It can be warding off the devil, or it can be a Satanism symbol. But I didn't mean to digress into all this. It's just so frustrating that I've done those demonstrations many times on air, and every time people grab it and say, there's Jones, he's doing it again. He's showing you he's a Satanist, when that's a lie. It's the intent. It is to judge a tree by its fruits. It's what are you standing for? I'm demonstrating something to you. That is crazy, though, that I can't even put my finger up anymore. Oh, kids, don't get in a lot of fights when you're young. When you get older, it is crazy to not be able to stick that. Look at that. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. That hand has got some problems. But side issue, and I'm screwing around here. I need to stop. But look, the left knows that. That's why they want you ignorant. So that they can scare you with information instead of going out and actually finding out what the information means. That's where I was trying to go. All right, I've got all this other insane news. I haven't even scratched the surface on massive election fraud being discovered. The Democrats panicking. Swalwell promising that once he's elected governor, he's going to arrest all the ICE for terrorism. I mean, just insane stuff. It's all coming up. But right now, I open the phones up to talk about whatever issue you want, whatever areas you want to discuss. So we're going to go to the first caller in line here, Jason in New Mexico, on Israel censorship. And for those that don't know, why don't you recap? A lot of people just tuned in. You have Netanyahu, the head of their cybersecurity, all of them saying repeal the First Amendment. Kind of a big deal. Very villainous. What do you make of this?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. Well, I would say, you know, speaking of the Israeli government talking about limiting our First Amendment, that Pharisee censorship is nothing new. And in today's world, it's labeled anti-Semitism, right? So the First Amendment allows us to say Jesus is Lord. And I don't want to get into the, you know, philosophical debate of it, but we all know that Islam is the attack force of the Pharisees. If you think about Albert Pike's letter to wipe out Christianity, or the supposed letter, but I just want to take it back.
Well, it's not just that. I could play you 100 rabbis, and I'm not saying it's the majority of Judaism, it's a lot of them. They talk about how they support Islam in the clash against Christianity to take down the West.
Correct. So we understand that it is a tool of, and I would just say the Pharisees, for lack of labeling people with a broad brush. But I mean, if you think of the first century church, Paul, Silas, and Peter were all persecuted and imprisoned for preaching the gospel and explicitly told not to speak the name of Jesus. And I just wonder, do you think that it will go as far as criminalizing Christianity as they did the first century church with all of this going under the guise of limiting the First Amendment. Like, how far can it go?
Let me just say this. It is not a leap. It is not a stretch. In fact, the fact that we haven't said it shows we're behind the eight ball here and behind the curve. They have passed laws in Canada and the UK and Europe that if you read Bible passages against homosexuality or adultery, you get years in prison. So all over the UK, you pray 1,000 yards or whatever from an abortion clinic, you go to jail for years. The Muslims can run around screaming and threatening everybody. So they're already banning Christianity across Europe, Canada, and the West. 100%, this whole move is targeted to ban Christianity, the light of the world. That's where all this is leading.
Amen. And I totally agree with that. And since you bring it up, you know, in the last days, Jesus speaks, you know, that we will be tried and persecuted in their synagogues. And so I just find it ironic where people say, we don't believe in God. We don't believe in the Bible. But it's like, well, it's funny how this old ancient artifact is lining up with modern times. And lo and behold, like you say, all around the world, they are making laws to literally target the light of the world. But thank you for taking my call and peace and blessings and a happy new year to all of the listeners and you as well, Mr. Jones, and your family. Thank you.
I mean, I have to say it is crazy to literally have the leader of Israel saying, get rid of your First Amendment, and his surrogates doing it. And Trump's standing up to the EU trying to censor us. He needs to come out and say no to Netanyahu. He needs to do that.
Agreed. Well, God bless you, and may he continue to lead, guide, and direct you in his spirit. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and go to Gabriel in West Virginia. We're going the order of the receive. Go ahead, Gabriel, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. It's nice to speak with you. I felt as if I wanted to address something that had landed for me when I watched Mondani being sworn in. Not only was his hand over his heart, but many of his followers and the people that were in the crowd, they also were in a place of reverence with their hand over their heart. And so from reverence, there's
that's right. They won't do that during the Super Bowl for our flag. Exactly. No, but they were for their Islamic God being installed.
Oh, yeah. It was real something else. And there was a softness to it, a slyness to it, and it just felt squeamish to me. And then now I think once we move forward, we'll begin to see more of the agendas and the gamesmanship beginning to kind of pander out as they roll out a much bigger narrative and agenda in form of here's the food, here's the housing, here's the control mechanism. But the other part for me that I wanted to mention was something that Dr. Greer brought up when you had him on your show. And the thing that I always want to look at is at what point does the 6G come online and then the droids and the robots and the mechanization? For me, it's always at what point do they bring in that control in, like the RoboCops? When do they bring in that narrative, right? And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to get your feel for it because I know that we've had people on that you've spoken to about the robots doing good and doing the farming, but I can't help, like, in my heart, when I look at the dark side, when I look at the true control mechanisms, are they really planning a much bigger thing like Project Bluebeam, like some more underground
power outages, cyber attacks, fake alien invasions? It's all confirmed. They've all got it on the books. I totally agree with you. And again, we're up to the point now of they've got to go ahead and introduce it. Okay, let's repeal the First Amendment to protect it. And it's just like, wow. I mean, there you are.
Yeah, when I pray about it, I get the vision of silver tongues attempting to be golden. So when we see these false prophets and we see the individuals that are looking for worship from an external source, as opposed to the relationship with Christ and God in the heart, I think that we are being asked right now by God, by the Holy Spirit, to recognize and observe and see these features and then see the functions that they are going to begin to play games with, because of course they're going to bring forth the archetype of just the grandiosity of here's the American dream and we're going to mold it and fold it for you. And then at some point, when does it become, when are they going to release this next passage? And the other thing for me is, in the second year, I believe, of Trump's first term is when they released COVID. And that happened in March. coming up this March. I'm wondering, is that pattern going to repeat?
I well, remember, Fauci and Hotez said he will be hit with a new pandemic and started giggling.
Yeah, and it's a matter of when. And so now there's all this super flu in Kentucky and West Virginia that everyone seems to be coming down with. It just makes me think, okay, well, when they roll that out, not if they roll that out.
Absolutely,
like
absolutely. Brace for incoming. Powerful calls. More calls straight ahead. YL, Corey, Robert, I Fix It All, Jim, Mike, Mark, No Lock, Jefferson, stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
for me. Something you call love, but confess.
You've been a messin'.
You've been a messin'. Well, you shouldn't have been a messin'.
All right, we got tons of news coming up.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
And I've really been impressed with Green Beret weapons expert trainer Gary Melton. I don't want to go off into Candace Owens today, but I want to get his view just on geopolitics, America, where we're going, what's happening. And then Matt Brack, another incredibly smart person, on the upcoming Iran strikes, which I'd like to stop, but I think it's going down for the body language, things I've seen, what that means, large geopolitical ramifications. But let's go back to your calls right now. I'm not going to belabor this. It must be very short and sweet. We had about a $400 underage projected out into March on what we were bringing in. Meaning each month, you know, $100,000+ less than we needed to operate. But because of you guys, we have already cut that deficit down and we are caught up right now. As of this morning, meeting with the accountants with about $50,000 extra for what we currently need for the pay period. Now, the funny part is the left wants this money or wants to shut down. There's nothing there. Like, God sends in just enough to keep us on air. But we do have another couple $100,000 we got to get extra into March because you saw the Democrats, the Justice Department come into my bankruptcy, do a fake sale, try to take it over with Michael Bloomberg and the Onion. The judge shut that down. Then there was a criminal investigation started by the feds into their activities. So the judge got upset. He wasn't involved from our evidence. But he kicked it out of federal court into state court with the purple-haired Antifa judge that had the fake show trial. And then she announced, okay, we're shutting it down 3 months ago. I'm sending in the sheriffs. She signed the order, but then they didn't come. And I've not been read in on it, but I know there's a Justice Department investigation. You've seen it in the news. Well, some stuff went on. I haven't been told, but let's just say they're not happy. Okay. So I know this. People have gotten visits. They know about our racketeering suit, our conspiracy against rights suit. They've asked us not to file that at this point. And there's a bunch of movement. And who knows? InfoWars could get saved. But this is the opposite of Chicken Little. This is the opposite of Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is more like, like a Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight that goes all the way through. And it's a decision at the end for Muhammad Ali. I mean, this is like knock down, drag out to the end, like any real war. This is not, you know, boom like that. But we got the Alex Jones Network built regardless. They're building a bigger studio, Bigly, the owners of that. I'm literally, you know, looking at the equipment and the studio equipment now for the building. We already have the backup, but I mean, I'm on this. Okay. This is a full-time job. I'm not complaining, but we'll be here one way or another as long as you keep backing us, but it would sure help to not just have enough funds to operate, but extra funds. Because then we can hire more reporters, do more things, really kick some ass. So I want to thank you all for your support. From the bottom of my heart, keep me in the fight. And just say, go to theoxygenstore.com. Get the great Patriot apparel. Get the very best supplements. The ultramethylene blue, you name it. Right now, you can buy any supplement you want. The bovine colostrum, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, ultimate life force, spike protein detox. These are all the very best. Every one of them is insanely good. And get Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster that's so important this time of year free, or the Shilajit Gummies. And again, if you don't know about Shilajit, it's a whole story, but we got the best. All these natural peptides, all this immune boosting, all this testosterone boosting, stamina, libido, energy, we got the best. It's insanely good for men and women. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that's a big deal. I mean, the Atomic Defense is like, what, $30? The Shilajit is like 40-something. So you can go buy like a $25 bottle of something and then get the Shilajit for free. I mean, that's crazy. But with all the stuff in the environment right now, you need Atomic Defense as well. But they both boost your immune system. They both go together. These are incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So I want to thank those of you that have supported us. And I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? I mean, do you really think I'm going to sell you products that don't work? Why do you think if you go to Whole Foods or any other big grocery store now, over the years, the supplement section gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? because I always hear this thing like, oh, most supplements don't work, but this one really does. Horse crap. 95% of it works great. There are idiot companies that you buy at gas stations and stuff, or if you see an ad on TV a lot of time, it's a scam. It's got some stuff that's okay, but for whatever reason, these big companies love to sell you crap, and it's a fly-by-night deal. I want a relationship with you, okay? But you can get stuff at Whole Foods. I'm going to advertise for Jeff Bezos. It'll blow you away. There's people there ordering it and getting it over and over again because it works. Well, our stuff's even better. You hear these callers go, I didn't know what you meant about methylene blue, that it has all this energy with no letdown. You're going to feel younger. They're like, I feel 15 years, 20 years younger. What the hell is this? Well, it's amazing is what it is. And we have it. So go get a bottle of ultramethylene blue and get a free bottle of Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense. And I love Atomic Defense. It's really good for the immune system. But the Shilajit gummies is what you'll... takes about a week for them to kick in, though. Most of the products you got to build up, okay? Like bovine colostrum. Takes about a month for it to really kick in. If you want instant gratification, ultramethylene blue. Average person, 30 minutes, insane energy, no letdown. But it's the buildup of it gets even better. I mean, I'll just leave it at this without getting graphic, because it's just the truth of the most illustrative thing for a man. I got more horsepower at 52 in like a month and a half than I when I was 18 in the sheets. And I'm just not trying to be racy. I'm just telling you right now, you want to illustrate, what else do you think it's doing for your body? I mean, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus, to quote Jesse Ventura in Predator. And I'm not doing that to be racy. I'm just saying that is the easiest thing to recognize. And it all works together. The Shilajit and the Irish sea moss and the gummies and just I'm gobbling it. And the more I gobble, the better it gets. God gave us all these incredible combines, all these incredible compounds to combine and just take it. All you got to do is just try me. And if there's one thing, I never try anything, I just do it. Want to try me? Just go get the ultramethylene blue. Talk to your physician first. You can't be on SSRIs and take it. You'll literally jump off a building. It's one of them. It's strong, folks. It's not a game, okay? Talk to your physician, then get it. TheAlexJonesShow.com. I'm going to stop. But we need your support. Thanks for your support. We're going to do so much together. Let's move on. All right, let's move quickly now. YL in Florida on Madami, the new New York mayor. Go ahead. You're on the air, YL.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Alex. I appreciate your work and the InfoWars. God's blessing to you. I'm YL or Yusef Levy, missionary to bring the gospel of Yeshua HaMashiach to the Levant region of the world, which is Israel, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon, although I'm praying that the Lord will help them with from the government of Israel. I love the people, but I disagree with their government, just like what you're saying. But about Madami, I was going to bring up a question that could stir up a discussion about how we can stop what he's doing, like seizing private property, and obviously it's against the Constitution. I was going to ask how he's able to do this, and I think partly you answered it earlier, how there's some laws in the local laws in New York City that's against the Constitution. Can you elaborate more on this? Or
yeah, that's a great question.
What can we do to...
That's a great question. My first... There he is being sworn in the Quran. In fact, I saw close shots on Fox News. There it is. That's the Quran, folks. He bragged about it. So here's the deal. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, I made it in 96, released 97. And it wasn't me that knew this. It was in the official Rio de Janeiro Treaty. John Birch Society exposed it. That they were to use zoning around the world where the UN and the big corporations come in, lobby state governments, local governments, whether it's Europe, the U.S., Australia, you name it, to pass laws that zoning could take your property, zoning could find you out of business, zoning could seize everything. And so they have all these zoning laws and all these controls and all these rent controls and all these things. And under Biden, remember, they passed the Green New Deal, and then that was federal, but then the states could adopt it. So the city of New York adopted parts of it that you had to upgrade your buildings with all this green stuff by 5 years from now. Well, now we're here. And so what they can do is selectively anybody they want. It's going to be first bad, bad landlords that kind of deserve it. So it looks good, you know, but it sets the precedent where they just come in and they just eminent domain, basically grab it and control it. And that's what communists always do, is set the precedent to start redistributing wealth. So right out of the gates, he said, I am coming to get the property and I'm going to lower your rents. Of course, it won't do that in the end, but he just wants to set the precedent for that power. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, you know, sometimes I hear you talk about people need to participate locally. And I think people who will run for, let's say, city council, this is one of the things we need to look out for. This is being done kind of like surreptitiously, or kind of like in a way that's not obvious, and then just slowly undermining our system city by city through things like this.
That's the amended plan. God bless. Thanks for the call. And let's be clear. Let's put him back on screen, getting the swearing in. Who's he there with? Letitia James, who ran on putting Trump in prison. I don't know what he's done wrong, but I'll find something. Got those federal cases dropped because they got so much corruption control. And there she is reading in the oath of office. I mean, it's all a sick, disgusting joke. Oh, I'm being targeted politically by Trump. Oh, it's so horrible. And you know, as the attorney general, she's going to let him commit any crime he wants, do whatever he wants. Hochul is as well. He's got a green light now to rape New York. And then when it collapses, he'll beg for all the money and federal funds. It's incredible. And because the Justice Department's paralyzed, he can commit any crime he wants. I mean, look at these clowns. And they all have chips on their shoulders. They all came here to try to dominate America and take it over. But they fundamentally have chips on their shoulders. Corey in Alabama, you're on the air on the Muslim invasion. Go ahead. He just dropped off. Robert in Chicago. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. We spoke a few times before. I hope all is well. And I know life's crazy right now. In Chicago, I guess the previous person was going to talk something about this. I'll bring this up as well. A Muslim invasion is kind of an understatement. They've been doing this for a while. And things that have been going on in Minnesota, I've seen firsthand, not just in Chicago, but an entire community when I was living in Washington. That was actually the last time I talked to you on the phone, when I was living in Washington. I moved back here to help take care of my mom, and it's a completely different place. It's a third world country. There's people with posters in their apartments saying, hands off Chicago. You know, like I'm the most uncomfortable I've ever felt. I am statistically a minority now, completely here. It's pretty wild. And the homosexual, I don't mean to go deep into that, but I'm a minority within the white community, even if there is one considered in the city of Chicago. Now the outskirts are a little different, but it's been insane.
Well, it's certainly getting more intense, and you can see the footage all over Europe, all over where all the city centers are nothing but Muslims. And then, you know, a woman dares to go out and walk on the street who isn't wearing a hijab, she gets beat up. I mean, this is the standard deal. This is the Quran is all about a takeover.
History repeats itself. The Ottoman Empire, what they did, not even, it's in the Quran that they want to take over the way that they are. And in Chicago, there's not as much video footage because, as you're well aware, it comes from the top down. It's Chicago in New York. I mean, New York is about to be pretty visual for everyone to see. Chicago is, I can't be here. I do not want to be here at all anymore. And that's not even getting into some of the other stuff I wanted to talk to you about, but it's just, Yeah, I don't need to live here, but if you wanted boots on the ground here, I could 100% be an info warrior, man, on your side, by all means. I'm a 34-year-old male.
Hey, brother, we had the funds. I'm ready to hire reporters in every city and ready to kick ass. We're going to go to that next phase. Thanks for the call. Let's play this clip that I was just playing a little bit of right there. This is the Islamists. This is in every city in Europe, every city in the U.S. This is in New York. The call to prayer, block of the streets. They got all their mosques. They got 58 Muslim countries to be in, but they don't want to be there. They want to come here and make us submit to them. Here it is.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا
الله. They got the call to prayer in all these cities, including Texas. Oh, but the left got church bells banned decades ago. And in UK, you get arrested privately praying on the street. They can do whatever they want. Because it's the new dominant culture. It's your boss. It's the cavemen they bring in to dominate you. All right, here's enough. Here's clip 18. We'll go to more calls. New York City Mayor Mondami's inauguration speech just dropped the mask and admitted he's pushing for full-throated communism. Here it is.
In so doing, we will provide our own answer to that age-old question. Who does New York belong to? Well, my friends, we can look to Madiba and the South African Freedom Charter.
Oh, yeah.
New York
communism
belongs
works great
to all who live in it. Together, we will tell a new story of our city.
So he lets you know once the numbers get up, they'll hunt down the few remaining whites and kill them in the streets.
Only by the 1%. Nor will it be a tale of two cities, the rich versus the poor. It will be a tale of 8.5 million cities. Each of them a New Yorker with hopes and fears. Each a universe.
Signed up for welfare.
Each of them woven
learning
together
to hate white people.
The authors of this story.
Remember, the left always talks about unity, but their message is kill the whites, kill the Christians.
Yiddish and Creole. They will pray in mosques, at shul, at church, at gurdwaras and mandirs and temples. And many will not pray at all. They will be Russian Jewish immigrants in Brighton Beach, Italians in Rossville, and Irish families in Woodhaven, many of whom came here with nothing but a dream of a better life, a dream which has withered away. They will be young people in cramped Marble Hill apartments where the walls shake when the subway passes. They will be black homeowners in St. Albans, whose homes represent a physical testament to triumph over decades of lesser paid labor and redlining. They will be Palestinian New Yorkers in Bay Ridge. Who will no longer have to contend with a politics that speaks of universalism and then makes them the exception. Few of these 8.5 million will fit into neat and easy boxes. Some will be voters from Hillside Avenue or Fordham Road who supported President Trump a year before they voted for me. Tired of being failed by their party's establishment, the majority will not use the language that we often expect from those who wield influence. I welcome the change. For too long, those fluent in the good grammar of civility have deployed decorum to mask agendas of cruelty. Many of these people have been betrayed by the established order. But in our administration,
That's enough. Yeah, all these people want to get here because we're the best house in a bad neighborhood and then be taught to bitch and complain. On average, the Muslims are almost 90% on welfare. The men sit around in their nightgowns. They make their wives work. They have four or five wives pumping out kids saying, literally, we're going to conquer you. You're scum. We're superior to you. Just the arrogance of these people is insane. And then the average American, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, just sits there and works their ass off and hears all this crap all day about how elitist we are and how we get all this privilege. It's all lies. But we're going to continue to expose it, and it's going to fail. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina on post-MAGA Trump. Can't get it done, you're saying. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I've been watching for a year, and, you know, I see this whole Bondi and Patel and Bongino doing absolutely nothing. You know, I see Real ID getting rolled out. I see all these things he campaigned against, and nothing is happening. I'll pass on his first administration. Maybe he didn't know, you know, that he was being sabotaged behind his back. But now I'm not giving him that break anymore.
Where are the indictments?
Exactly. Right? Where are they? He's let Bondi sit up there for a year doing absolutely nothing but polishing her fingernails. Like, where are the indictments? I don't think they're coming. I think we have to look at a post-MAGA movement. It's not going to be done through the ballot box. It's just not. It's too rigged. There's no voter, no new laws to...
I'm starting to think it's time for Americans, and I mean white, black, Hispanic, that are red, white, and blue, at a certain point, civil disobedience, and I mean don't comply with any of the laws, I mean, that are civil. We don't go out and rob and steal and kill and sign up for fake welfare, but people just stop paying their taxes. We stop complying. We stop doing anything. We don't support any leftist groups. We don't talk to leftists. We don't go in their businesses. I think people hang up at their businesses, you know, an American flag with something like America Only or something, and then we totally have an exodus from their system now. I think that's really it. We have to become completely hardcore.
100%. I'm on board with that, and my family's been living that for years now. We do our absolute best to not support any of these companies that are sabotaging us. It's just a lot of frustration here.
Well, that's right. You know, we're under attack. They told us we're under attack. We have to, and this is what happened to the black community. Under Jim Crow, that was terrible and wrong, but that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Look at the numbers. Blacks had lower illegitimacy than even whites, like something like 5%. They own their own hotels, doctors, clothiers, stores, everything. And then the left got mad. There's articles written about it and said, oh, we'll just put the women on welfare, kick the man out, and look what it did. So we're being put on reservations as conservatives, Christians, and whites and others. I say we embrace it and do what Louis Farrakhan says blacks should be doing. And we just say, fine, we'll have our own banks, our own, all these whites that want to run to the countryside and hide. And I see anybody else wants to run from this. That's not going to work. No, you got to create your own businesses, your own banks, your own everything. And other people are welcome to use them. The point is that we all know those are businesses that are pro-America. And that's really the model. I'm serious.
I agree. I see Netanyahu show up and, you know, within 24 hours, our bombers are fueled up. But the American people have been screaming at the top of their lungs now for 6 years now, seven, and nothing's happening. So I just feel like people are sitting on their hands and just waiting the clock out. Meanwhile, I'm getting, you know, chemtrails dumped on my head every fucking day now.
I agree. So what do you make of Netanyahu and now their cybersecurity head saying, we're going to get rid of your First Amendment? A foreign government saying, for your own good, we're going to take away your speech. I mean, that is outrageous.
And I bet it'll happen, Alex. I don't see anybody pushing back. I'll give Netanyahu
this credit. At least he's honest about it.
Right. Yeah. He's got the balls to actually push back. We don't. We're just laying down and taking it. And there's a lot.
But here's the deal. I'm not even really attacking Israel or pushing on him. But in general, he wants to take my rights to secure. I'm under his thumb. Now I'm going to have to fight him politically. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's well past time for that.
I mean, I'm just sitting there and Netanyahu's coming to my house and unzipping his pants and saying, bend over. And I'm like, no, dude, yeah. No. I mean,
right.
You want me to be your enemy? You're going to make me do this? He's like, yeah, I'm going to make you do it, buddy.
All right, yeah. No, my point is we're all just going to have to stand up and do it. It's not going to come from our ballot box. Our officials are too corrupted. They're too compromised. And they're not fighting for us. It's obvious. So we got to figure out plan B. I don't know what that is, but we got to figure out.
Well, that's what Flynn and I's main conversation was about before he went on air, was plan B. I mean, we have to start planning plan B because, you know, Trump didn't do this. We brought him in, and he's doing a lot of good overall, but it's not good enough. I agree. We got to start planning plan B. Great points. Hour number three, more calls, special guests straight ahead. We'll be right back with Mark in Michigan. Stay with us. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month, and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWars because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWars will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we'll continue with your calls through the next 2 hours, interspersed with special guests. Gary Melton, who I've been watching for a few years, but man, he's really smart. Got a lot of people I know that are really smart. Pay attention to him. He knows what he's talking about. We're not going to sit here and talk about Candace Owens and all that stuff today. We're talking about big picture and where he sees the country going while we take your phone calls. And then Matt Brackett, another really smart patriot, will be joining us on the Iran strikes and more that I think are about to happen. Let's go back to your calls right now. Let's go to Mark in Michigan. Mark, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to cover bullet points that you brought up as quick as I can. First of all, I got your ugly Christmas sweater. Everybody loved it. Quality made. It was a hit. So I just wanted to tell you that was really cool.
Well, thank you, brother. Thanks for the support.
You more than deserve it. Trust me. The methylene. Okay, I take a drop a day. And, again, I'm not bragging. I'm just, you know, I'm a 70-year-old, self-employed. My wife and I own our own business. Back in the day, I was pretty jacked like Rocky did martial arts. However, I take it. It clears up the brain fog. But being a Polish, Russian, Austrian DNA, I've got a high tolerance for drugs and alcohol. So I'm not bouncing off the walls. It's good, but can you do more than one drop a day, or is that questionable?
Well, it's all your physiology. It would take hours to get into what methylene blue does. We have the best medical grade. But it skips the oxidation process several levels. Cleans out the mitochondria, switches cells back on. I mean, it's just incredible. It's like iodine, but the next level. And so consult your physician, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. Kennedy takes 3 dropperfuls a day. If I did that, I would be so happy I wouldn't even come into work. In fact, I was taking it every day for a while, and I was so happy I was suddenly ready to just, oh, everything's fine, because, you know, it does have kind of a natural antidepressant effect. That's why you can't take it around antidepressants. It'll make you go crazy. And it doesn't have the same mechanism. It's just it interacts with them. I mean, it's really serious stuff.
It definitely clears up the brain fog and keeps me going. But okay, so you brought up iodine. So back on July 1st of 2022, I called in to brag about your iodine, which I take. You guys literally made a commercial. I told you I had left Nazi Michigan, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and I'm back in Michigan again for business reasons. But anyways, you guys literally made a commercial and showed Gretchen Whitmer with the Pensacola shoreline with a Nazi flag behind her, and it had your voice and my voice on the phone recording, and you had made a call. You said, you know, you were like $200,000 a month short. So I called in, talked to you about 2 weeks later, and one of your guys, I said, well, why don't you charge everybody $25 or $50 for every phone call that we could just log onto a server and get a tape of the phone call? And you guys said, oh, that's a great idea. I estimated you do over $100,000 a month easily pulling that in. And so you guys didn't do it, but what I'm saying is I would like to have that July 1st of 22 commercial with you and me talking on the phone, and I'd gladly pay you $50 for it. Huh. That would be cool.
Well, we need the equivalent of Super Chats, and we're going to do that. We have such a limited crew, and I'm not going to exaggerate. I work about 16 hours a day,
right.
And then I kind of get fuzzy at that point by nighttime and kind of, like, make retarded decisions. So I'm having to reassess things. And, like, in fact, this year, my new year's resolution is focus, sleep more, be healthier, which I've already been doing, but and then work 12 hours a day. I got to compartmentalize it because I'm starting to, like, next day see decisions I make, like, 6 o'clock at night. I'm like, that's a bad decision. So at a certain point, there's all these projects we want to get done, and we're going to do it, brother. I appreciate your call. But a lot of exciting things happening. I mean, if you think how far we've come when people, 1% of people knew what was going on 30 years ago. Now it's like 40% have a good idea. Another 20% are starting to wake up. I mean, it's ours to lose. That's why evil's moving so fast and going so crazy. And then rolling out their next generation attacks, which is people posing that they're us to sabotage our operations, which I used just a few nights ago. When Gary Melton was on with us during the final show of the year, it's like the Terminator. It looks like us, but it's not us. And then it slips into our base and then attacks us. I mean, that's what this is. And so we got to be ready for that. The frontal assaults don't work anymore. They're going to hit us from behind and from the side and from below. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Foreign and domestic. I cover corporate interests, individual interests, political interests, foreign interests, when their heads rise up and when they're trying to control the destiny of this country. And so I don't have some fetish about Israel, but at the same time, when Israel is manipulating our internal politics, I will cover it. And if Keir Starmer of the UK was doing this, which he's been doing, I attack him. If the EU was coming after our free speech, trying to manipulate our elections, I would come after what you do. But the boldness of Israel, and Netanyahu is saying an 8-front war, we got to control American speech, then his surrogate, the former head of their NSA and the 8200 group, Shlomo Kramer, and I played large segments, I'll play a short clip now, coming out and saying we got to get rid of the First Amendment or restrict it for your safety. And what's he want? Internet ID, which is the heart of a global social credit score system that we see being passed around the world right now, standardized by the UN. They got right-wing states like Texas. Oh, let's not let kids see porn. But then everybody has to internet ID. It's not about the porn, folks. You should control your kids. So all this is happening. We've had courts, by the way, striking that down. But here he is, Israel cybersecurity billionaire Shlomo Kramer says it's time to limit the First Amendment. That's a quote. We need to control all social media platforms and take control of what they are saying. The boldness of that, and then you got the left wing to restrict free speech at the same time. This is beyond dangerous. That I've Netanyahu already played the clip earlier, saying we've got to win the war in America over speech. And then, of course, you know, once they get it in, it just won't be censoring the Islamists. It'll be censoring everybody. So here's a short clip of him talking about it.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. And quickly, before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government.
The government
should control the social media.
Yeah.
You are representatives of the Christian Zionists who made Jewish Zionism possible. It's hard for me to conceive the emergence of the Jewish state, the reemergence of the Jewish state, without the support of Christian Zionists in the United States, also in Britain, but the main thrust was in the United States in the 19th century. So Christian Zionism facilitated the rise and success of Jewish Zionism. And it's been an enormous partnership since then. I've known some of you. Mike, how long have we known? Since we were teenagers, something like that? A long time.
46 years.
46 years. Since we were a little more than teenagers. But I can say that we have no better friends. And I mean that sincerely. You have stood by us through thick and thin. And now we're challenged by new challenges, but equally with new opportunities. We fought, as you know, a seven-front war. And we've come out in many ways victorious. But there's an eighth front. And that's the front for the hearts and minds of people, especially young people in the West, and for me especially in the United States, and for me especially on the conservative wing of the United States. And I think it's not just Israel's battle. I think it's our common Judeo-Christian civilization.
And he goes into the woke right. So let's stop there. Everybody knows, I'm not apologizing, it's clear, I don't have a hard-on for Israel. If any foreign government was saying we need to censor the First Amendment, I'd be all over it. We have the EU pressuring, the UK pressuring, all of this. This is outrageous to have any foreign power doing this, and the Israel lobbies are pushing for this. So, you know, Gary Melton, I wanted you on just in general about America, the Islamic threat, the globalists, what the left's planning, how they're trying to divide and conquer, and then you've got this right in the middle of it, the head of the, you know, Israel's NSA saying we got to get rid of the First Amendment. It's just so outrageous, but it shows how desperate all of these corrupt governments are. They're all calling for censorship. They're all calling for control. And the question is, what do we pressure the Trump administration to do? Because Netanyahu wants to strike, quote, all missile sites. Well, that's not nukes. Now that's all missile sites. Well, that's why Iran says we're at war. Trump says, well, if you kill any protesters, we're going to full war. Well, they are killing protesters. So, to me, this is all hurtling over the edge, and it is the Israel lobby. They're pushing us into war, pushing censorship. There's other people involved, but I have to call it like it is. How do you think we respond to this? What's your overall 35,000-foot view on where the American Republic is today and how we can hopefully defuse this?
Well, first of all, Alex, thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you and yours. Look, we're under a multifaceted attack from within and from without. And, you know, there's a real clear and easy litmus test to see who's our friend, who's our enemy, who's looking out for our interests. And that is all we got to do is look at the Constitution. Anytime that someone is attacking our civil liberties, our constitutional rights, it's very clear. It indicates who they are. And look, we cannot stand for any of these attacks. And there's a reason, you know, our podcast is called Dangerous Liberty. Liberty is dangerous. The only thing that's more dangerous than liberty is the lack thereof. And, you know, every single atrocity, every single attack on a people is always, you know, perpetrated under the guise of safety, security, and it's just a ruse. And it's a ruse for you to give up your rights, to give up your freedoms, and everything that makes you an individual, the liberties that we have, that people have died for, that I fought for, that I have friends that have died for, we're not giving them up. And that's just a fact. Whether it's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you name it, like, that's where we draw the line, period. And that's where we're at with this, among many other issues.
Well, that's right. We're being told by the left, the right, the Democrats, all of it, give up your liberty for security, give up rugged individualism for the warmth of collectivism. But we know in every case, the warmth of collectivism is a domesticated hog that's going to be slaughtered for Christmas dinner. Here's Mondami, after being sworn in on a Koran, saying we're getting rid of individualism for the warmth of collectivism, like literally the frog in the pot. Here it is.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share. New Yorkers.
Total domestication. The enemy is you being self-sufficient. The enemy is you being independent. Can't skin a buck, can't run a trot line. Folks, when you hear that, you know to run. Why do people run to America, though we've been the best house in my neighborhood? We had the most rugged individualism. Anybody knows, you spoil your kids, give them everything, you're going to end up with blobs, ruined people. My parents didn't buy me a bike when I asked for one because they were mean. They told me to go get a job mow yards because they wanted me to learn how the world worked. Thank God they did, or I'd be a fucking loser. I mean, this is so simple. Your take on that, Mr. Melton?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the more that we are a collective, the easier that we are to control. The more government dependence that we have, the easier that we are to control. And we see that in all the major cities. We see what the Democrats are doing. All of these things are being very generous with the hardworking Americans' tax dollars and giving it to people that aren't working. And then these people are going to vote in a better lifestyle. That's what they want. They're taking from those that are working. They're giving it to the people that aren't. And, you know, that's exactly what we're seeing with Minnesota. These government programs that are built with fraud in mind. And again, it's a collectivism that we as Americans have always rejected. And that is probably the main reason that we become the country that we are, is our lack of dependence on the government. And that's what America's about. And the more that we get closer to this, all we're doing is paying for communism, paying for socialism, and then we're being forced to participate in this and taking our resources to fund these things. I mean, that's what we're seeing all over the country.
Well, it's really simple what they're doing. And people say communism is a failed ideology. No, it's an ideology to take over a free country and enslave it. And the first part, for a few years, everything's free. Then it's all gone. Then you all go to work camps. And these idiots think they're about to win. But the globalists have bet that Mondami and this new idea is going to beat the Republicans. And if Trump continues to soft pedal things and the Republicans continue to do the same old game, a lot of the young people are going to go ahead and vote for communism and buy into that lie.
No, absolutely. And that's what we're seeing with the exodus from New York. We're seeing the exodus come from out of California. And unfortunately, all these people that are under these policies that they realize are self-defeating, they're coming to these Republican states, these states that believe in individual liberty and freedom. And then they're just voting back in the same problems that, you know, they fled from. And it's a tough thing. And that, you know, Minnesota really is kind of the culmination of everything that conservatives have been warning about. We've been warning about mass immigration. We've been warning about the lack of naturalization. We have people coming over here that are not, we're no longer a melting pot. We have these people that are creating communities like Dearborn, where they are not becoming Americans. They are becoming immigrants and taking over America and spreading the very thing that they fled from. And then on top of that, these social programs that again and again are being abused and are there to control the people, and as well as they're just committing fraud and stealing money. And it's, there's nothing American about it.
Have you seen all these videos where the Somalis go, you are my slave. You work. I don't work. Pay your taxes, bitch. And people think that's like a joke. No, I talked about Somalis 20 years ago because the network was based in Minnesota, and I would go there and even see the first groups, and they would just swagger around and go, I'm a god. Do you see how beautiful I am? And, you know, because it's like this special inbred cult that's just the ruling class of the Somalis. And they literally go, look how incredible I am. And I'm going to rule you. And I founded Minnesota 3,000 years ago. And just, you know, you are, I own you. I'm destined to rule you. And they have like a 70 IQ, but at least they stand up for themselves. So despite the fact their IQ is 30 points lower than ours, it doesn't matter. At least they have the will to dominate. We don't have the will to stand up for ourselves.
No, we don't. And again, we have everything that we have in this country has been fought and died for. And yet we as kind of modern Americans are so ready to give this up, just to sit back, let these things happen, as opposed to fighting for what we believe in. And look, you know, the conservatives over the last many years, this goes back to some of the rhetoric that has dominated the left, that, you know, white males are evil, you know, that we are these people that are causing this problem, and we should just sit back and shut up. And we've allowed that to happen because we, as conservative Americans, are out there just working, trying to provide for our families. We don't get caught up in these protests. We're not the squeaky wheel that gets all the attention. But folks, you got to change that. Like, they are winning and we are losing our country. And if we don't do something, get really serious about fighting back on this, we are going to lose our country. And, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. We see what's happening, and we got to wake up, and we got to start fighting back. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, you sent us a clip that happened to already be on my list of a fellow pointing out he talked to Somalis. They said, listen, under Islam, we're allowed to rob you, put you in enslavement, which is a fact. That's why when these Muslims start hearing they've done wrong, they get freaked out, like the woman at the podium. She believes she's allowed to. They're taught, because we are the infidel, that's in the Quran, they can do this. And we had these censored before, but they couldn't find them censored because there's so much cussing by these people. So we'll have to bleep this out for radio stations so it'll kind of sound a little bit wonky for radio stations, but TV viewers will see it unedited, uncensored. But I have hundreds of these clips, but you know, here's a Somali. You're my slave. You're a scumbag. You're an idiot. You know, just a couple of these. And then going to the clip you talked about where this guy's talking to a Somali and he tells him, but I don't believe this guy. I have thousands of imams saying this. You can rape their women. You can sell them drugs. Because they're infidels, they deserve it. This is Orthodox Islam. This is not radical Islam, folks. There are plenty of Muslims that aren't really Muslims. They're great people. But it doesn't matter. They come in, they set up. Always they get bullied, and then we get bullied by this group because they're willing to exercise power and we're not. Here it is.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he is the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody messed up. I know it. Somebody fucked up the plan. If he tweet, I know. I know. We're doing the right things. Yes. That's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness. Just like him, we came to exist in this country. See? The land of free men. The land of opportunities. And we're here. Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see, if you come first, you go first. See? Just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became your land. Tell the world.
And you work all fucking day. You don't got shit. Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day. Free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah. Go to work for me, you fucking white animals. Fucking work for me. Yeah, you fucking work for me. And the U.S. government is... They work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You're all going to be enchained.
I got some Somalians as neighbors, and I talked to one of them. And I asked him about this whole Somalian fraud that's going on in Minnesota. And one of the guys explained it to me this way. He said, back in Somalia, a lot of them come from clans. And Muslims have this thing where their spoils, even their Prophet Muhammad, whatever, he would go out and plunder people, and the spoils of war would be considered rightfully theirs. And whenever they would go to a place and they would subjugate the non-believers, they would put a tax on them. So he's like, the Somalians believe in Minnesota their plunder is rightfully theirs, and it's just a tax that the white people are paying for the Somalians to, you know, for them, to the Muslims, to the non-believers. And so they do not comprehend the Western laws. They don't understand it. It doesn't compete to their Sharia law that they're practicing. And so this outrage, and so they also, he explained this one little thing to me. He's like, in their religion, they're permitted to lie. So when you see all these Somalians in Minnesota, you know, being outrageous that their fraud is being exposed, he's like, they're permitted to lie. They're permitted to tax the non-believers. They're permitted to practice their Sharia law. They're permitted to plunder, because in their belief system, it is rightfully theirs. So they don't understand why all these people are upset about, you know, all this fraud that's going on, because they've been practicing all this stuff that they've been doing in Somalia. You know, they just brought their belief system here, and they do not understand why everyone's outraged. And, you know, so that's just, and I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. I guess if you raised up in one belief system, you went to another, and then, you know, you're upset why they're upset that you're marrying a 3-6-year-old. That's kind of been happening. So that's quite interesting. But here in Idaho, there's a very good Somalian population, and three doors house from me, a Somalian family lives, and sometimes I would talk to them.
That's right, and they think they're right, so they tell you all about how they're doing it because they're following a plan, and they're proud of it. And the left sees them as the perfect bagman is now coming out to steal a bunch of money and transfer it up to them. So what do you make of Nick Shirley, this great awakening, people finally getting this? I mean, this has got to concern the globalist, Gary Melton.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're telling us their plan. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't, you know, just some theory in general. They're letting us know. They are inculcated in this ideology from the very beginning. They feel entitled to anything that a non-believer is. If you're a Muslim, if you're any non-believer, they feel like they're entitled to their resources, their assets. That's part of their religion, period. And, you know, again, everything that Nick Shirley is uncovering, and this isn't like the first time. I mean, we had the Feeding Our Future fraud that happened from 2020 to 2021. It was a $250 million scheme during COVID, and there's over 75 people that have been charged. Over 57 of them have already been convicted, and the vast majority, over 90% of them, are Somalis. So this is just a tip of the iceberg of what's going on in America. This is happening all over the United States, and again, they're letting us know, and we're welcoming in our invaders. We know what their intent is. They've told us, and yet we just sit back and act like, no, we're just being good people by letting the people that want to destroy this country, want to destroy our way of life, want to destroy the principles on which this country was founded. We're inviting them in. We're paying for them. We're funding them. They're taking our resources and they're utilizing them against us, all in the name of charity, by with and through the Democrats. So we can see who the enemy is, and who is ushering in our demise. And man, we got to wake up to what's going on.
I totally agree. Let's talk about other issues at time of this, take calls and come back. But I'm going to ask McBreen or Dew or whoever can do it. We should take that last guy talking, because he's just saying the small he never told him. And don't go too far because it's, you know, just get 10 clips of imams. It's so easy. Imams say they're going to tax the West. Imams say they're going to enslave our women and children. Imams say they're going to take us over. And you can show them in Texas and New York and Europe all saying, like, is this guy right? And then just show the clips where they're saying this is the plan. This is Islam. Like, they invade Kenya, Sudan. They're taking it over all out of Somalia. And they say, well, of course I'm going to sell these blacks as slaves. They're not Muslims. I have a right to do this. The Quran. They literally see you, if you're not a Muslim, as it's on Palestinian TV. Once we take over, we're going to put all your women in sex slavery. I mean, it is ultra predatory. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side. Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Look, I know most listeners understand this, but I need to focus more on this. The whole history of the world is about people standing up for themselves, different cultures competing against each other, and territorialism. And because of the Christian ethos, the power of the West, and the fact that in the last 300 years it was clear that the West was heads above everybody else and superior, you had this burden of the Christians to go out and try to uplift the rest of the world. And that's when the whole world population exploded. That's when whole areas of Africa and, you know, Asia and Latin America went from wastelands and almost no people to huge cities and towns and success because they were adopting the West. But the globalists want to get rid of chivalry and free market and due process because the wealth of the West got controlled by these central banks and these powerful kleptocrats that call themselves the scientific dictatorship that came out of the British crown by 1850 funding what they called mind war and how the British Empire could shut down free market and create a consolidation. So it's not so much the British Empire that runs it all now, but it's the ghost of that technocracy system. And so it sees the broken coalition that the Democrats and the Clintons adopted, and that's been declassified, leaked in their papers, of balkanizing, dividing us, the great game the British did in India to control people, just a few thousand troops. They have all these little broken groups fighting with each other, hating each other, so they can sit back and control. It's kind of like a warden will control a prison by the three or four racial groups that are in it. And so we have to recognize that's what it is. We have to recognize as the West that we're the main target and the idea of the West, because it's not compatible with the global tyranny they want to set up. So Gary Milton, Paramount Tactical, former U.S. Special Forces Green Beret, weapons sergeant and sniper team leader with four combat tours. He's worked full-time as a unit chief and special tactics instructor at a federal agency. He's the owner and lead instructor for Paramount Tactical Solutions, and he has a very popular podcast as well, Paramount Tactical, on X, YouTube, Paramount Tactical. I go a million places here, but I'd like to talk about where you see the Trump administration, what you think he could be doing better, what the Democrats are going to do, Mondami, Iran. Now we're not talking about hitting their nuclear sites again, but any ballistic missiles. That goes to full war. Trump says if they shoot any protesters, he's going to hit them. Well, they've already been shooting protesters. We can roll B-roll of that. So obviously Trump wants control of our hemisphere, Venezuela, all of that. But there's a major realignment. Trump's trying to reassert U.S. dominance. I get that. But I'm worried about the traps of quagmires and, you know, Netanyahu coming last week and Trump suddenly clicking his heels and saying, yeah, we're ready to go up against Iran. This is not what people voted for. Where do you see big picture all this going?
Well, I think the key to this, the solution to this, the antidote to everything that you and I are talking about, and probably, I know it's my biggest criticism of the Trump administration, and that is accountability. Whether we're talking about what's going on in Minnesota, whether we're talking about what's going on in the deep state, whether we're talking about us being constantly pushed toward another war, the fact is we're uncovering all of these different, just corruption, time and time again. And we're not seeing any accountability. And that is why Trump is going to continue to lose people like us that are 100% behind Trump. But the fact is we never see accountability. And we got to start doing that. Whether it's our allies, whether it's our enemies, we got to have accountability both domestically and abroad. And I don't understand, you know, that's my question to you. Like, why do you think it is that we're not seeing the accountability that we were promised going into this?
Because I think Trump is pulling on a pool of people that are establishment. Most are just lazy or scared. Others are Democrat operatives. He's got Todd Blanche in there that's a Democrat. And again, Trump admits he got screwed the first time because he wasn't sophisticated. He's doing it again. I mean, I think it, you know, we know he's talking about firing a bunch of them. Well, it should have already happened.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I think Trump has to get behind the wheel and start taking control and actually holding these people accountable. And all of his appointees got to start doing better. I mean, because again, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Trump is still the best option, but he's not following through on his promises. And, you know, we're going to continue to have problems in the midterms if that doesn't take place. We're going to continue to have problems in 2028 if that doesn't take place. It can get a lot worse. Just him shutting the border, I've said this a million times, if he did nothing else in the entire administration, just shutting the border and controlling that border is a huge benefit and better than where
we were. Well, for me, that's the paradox is controlling the border, better financial policies, cutting a lot of the deep state funding, getting Kennedy in, who's already banned the mRNA and mercury and shots and dyes. And the, yeah, exactly. So it's paradoxical. Like, so much good's happening. I just know if he doesn't remove the globalist nerve center, he'll just be a speed hump. They'll be right back once he's gone.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the deep state didn't go away just because we got in a new administration. They're still there. They're just doing a flanking maneuvers on him now as opposed to going after him directly with lawfare and other things. And that's what people need to realize that's happening as well. But again, we got to start seeing some action. We got to start seeing some accountability. And this is great to uncover everything that Nick Shirley's uncovering in Minnesota, but what's going to happen with this? What is going to deter the Democrats and everybody else that is corrupt in our system from doing this in the future? Because we know this is happening in Minnesota. This is happening all over the United States, and nothing's being done about it. They uncover it. A couple people go to jail. Maybe. And we still have
totally agree. Like you said, in 2017, 2020, they already busted a bunch of them. And it's in Texas. It's in Ohio. It's in every state. And it's not just the Somalis. That is just a tribe follow orders. So they're the worst. And people are finally getting it. The Democrats are using them as bagmen. I'm not defending the Somalis, but it goes right up the top of the Democratic Party. Same thing in Europe. Here's a clip of Nick Shirley talking about the death threats he's getting, which you know he is. And then all these creepy clips of leftists celebrating it, saying they can't wait till he dies. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. Thousands of people alone have already hit Minnesota. They're hitting all the other cities. So good luck. You kill him, it only gets bigger. But it shows the terroristic instincts of these people. And then if Shirley gets killed, I'm sure we'll be told Trump did it or TPUSA did it. And there'll be some Fort Huachuca meeting where the witnesses were there when, you know, Erica Kurt planned the killing of Nick Shirley. Cause, you know, cause the left's not doing it, even though they're calling for it. Here's the clips.
There's like bounties on me here in Minnesota. Lots of messages, death threats, obviously, on social media.
Nick Shirley received death threats, and someone offered a $1 million reward for his capture. After he exposed the alleged fraud involving billions of dollars, Minnesota became no longer safe for him. In her recent public statement, Shirley indicated that as the investigation progressed and the exposure expanded, she began to receive a large number of threatening messages, including threatening content aimed at others personal safety. Regarding the so-called bounty claim, it has not yet been publicly confirmed by law enforcement agencies, but the dissemination of such remarks has already rapidly escalated the situation. As welfare and daycare subsidy frauds were continuously exposed, the long-term beneficiaries who had profited from it began to panic and become angry. Investigators in Minnesota received death threats and were warned with BOLO alerts. The incident escalated from a financial corruption issue to a serious conflict involving personal safety, reflecting the intense backlash after the systematic fraud was exposed.
Okay, this punk-ass little racist white dude in Minneapolis, Nick, whoever he is, TikTok, y'all know what, you're doing well. Keep that dude.
So that guy likes $24 billion still in Minnesota and counting. He likes the country collapsing. He sits there with his evil Charlie Manson face, you know, talking about this. This shows who these people are. And I remember General Flynn like 8 months ago saying there's bounties on Border Patrol, there's bounties on ICE. And then a month later it came out there was, but $50,000, including bounties on himself and me, millions, I'll leave it at that. But they're like, oh, no, we don't have bounties on you, even though they do, ramming their cars, shooting at them, shooting up their facilities. And then you look at that scumbag Antifa guy. I mean, he's just such a piece of filth.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, look, if there was a Republican that was committing this type of fraud, or this was happening under a Republican administration, like we have with Tim Walz, you and I wouldn't be defending this. We'd be calling out it for the corruption that it is.
And more so because it's a Republican.
100%. And this is the Achilles heel of the Republicans, for better or for worse. And I'm proud of the fact that we're willing to criticize our own. But the fact is, Democrats won't. Democrats will defend this blue no matter who. Doesn't matter what's taking place. They're going to say, hey, this is just all one big, you know, information op. This is a lie. They're going to defend this corruption no matter what. We can't just sit back and say, hey, you know what? Let's put aside parties for just a moment and say that we're fellow Americans. The fact is we have a bunch of people that are stealing millions of dollars of tax dollars, billions, and just taking us for a ride. And we can't even, you know, we have people on the other side of the aisle that won't even call out that. Like, if they won't call that out, what else won't they call out? Like, they're actually increasing the rhetoric against Nick Shirley, and they're not going to be happy until someone takes him out. And that
I'll make a prediction. Unless he has the right security, if he keeps it up, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, I
because
I mean,
they
agree.
Got a hard on overnight, even bigger than they had for Charlie. And here's the deal. I'm not trying to predict this. I'm just saying you can see it the way he's inspired everybody. But I'm going to give him a newsflash. They killed Nick Shirley, they just made the problem 10 times bigger.
Yeah, you know, well, the problem that we have on that goes is it's just like we saw with with Charlie Kirk.
It's going to be Fort Huachuca killed him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to spin that. It was actually a right-wing Republican that killed him. It was, you know, this is just all one big, the Trump administration.
I'm sure Mitch, you know, will be at the next meeting. Yeah,
he walked right in on it. He saw President Trump himself directing that they killed Nick Shirley. That's what they're going to say. They're going to spin this around. And unfortunately, we have millions and millions of Americans that are going to fall for it. They're going to believe it. They're going to parrot it, and they're going to say it's true. And
but as negative as that is, Mr. Belton, isn't it positive they had to move to the pure threat mode now?
Yeah, I mean, look, they are threatened. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to have to do something extreme to get the spotlight off of them. But again, what is the Trump administration going to do about this? Are they going to press charges? Are they going to investigate this? Are they going to go around the rest of the country? Is Pam Bondi going to go ahead and start doing indictments for probably the 50 to 100 other schemes that are taking place right now, taking American tax dollars, that are emboldening our enemies, that are funding our enemies, both the Democrats and Islam and
well,
everything else?
Well, you show Obama set it up. He ran Biden. The whole time he was giving Muslim Brotherhood billions of dollars. He did the Arab Spring. So that's why the smallest get what I've seen, like 30%. Muslim Brotherhood gets about another 30%. And then 40% goes to the Democrats. That's what we've seen. So we see in the indictments, they're only getting about 30% of the money. They're sending money to the terrorists and literally the Muslim Brotherhood for Sudan, everywhere else. And then they're sending the majority or 40% to the Democrats.
Yeah. And we're still sending money to the Taliban. Like how many times do we have to fund our own demise? Like we have to stop from a political standpoint and from a very real military standpoint. We are funding terrorists. We are importing terrorists by the millions. At least we were. And we still haven't got rid of those folks. Like there is still millions of people that want nothing but the destruction of America that have come through our border during the Biden administration and even long before. And we're doing nothing about it. We're sitting back and we're talking about, talking about a little bit of corruption that's taking place in Minnesota. It's important, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. We got to start waking up.
I agree. The good news has got people's attention. Real quick before we take a few calls that are on these general subjects from Fix It All, Baldy, John, Jefferson, and Nolock before Matt Bracken joins us. Short update, again, on the Candace Owens thing. I'm not going to go over the whole story. Her star witness, serial liar, was arrested. Video of what he did when he was arrested. He said his wife did what he does on the video. He's discredited right there. They say, we don't care. Doesn't matter they have alibis, Fort Huachuca. Just where that's going. I know you've been interviewing the families, the victims, all of it. Any little tidbits on where that is?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, Mitch is done. But just since the last time that you and I talked.
Is she going to give the 150 grand she raised?
You know what? I don't know. That should definitely go to his family. He hasn't paid child support for any of his kids.
Well, think of the message. So, you can email her, make up a story, she'll get you 150 grand.
Yeah. And as long as you're saying what she wants you to say, She's going to take it. She's not going to do any vetting. It took 5 minutes to do any vetting of this guy and figure out his story. But since you and I last talked, we've continued to investigate this entire thing. I've actually been working with Patriot Dad EV 2.0, who has mapped out all of the bots, all of the sock puppet accounts that are perpetuating and pushing this entire PSYOP. We're going to be doing a live podcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Paramount Tactical YouTube. You definitely want to tune into that. But I'm telling you, folks, this is extremely sophisticated. This is we're dealing with state actors. We're dealing with political actors.
Well, let me just back you up. I talked to people in the Army Special Operations without even looking. They found the feeds and the connections on this, just like all the other attacks on Trump, right out of England.
Yeah, and it's not just England though. That's the other thing too. We can see who's going to benefit from the demise of the Trump administration. England is definitely behind this. The UK is definitely behind this. There's definitely some MI6 ties, but I think it's even deeper than that. And again, like, we're going to continue to look into this and show the American people that this is a well-organized and engineered psychological operation. And they're tricking you, and they're doing it effectively, and they're not even using believable stories. I mean, most people wouldn't believe this nonsense that's coming from Mitch. They wouldn't believe, you know, the Egyptian airplanes following, Erica Kirk around, but people are buying into this hook, line, and sinker because they have been primed over the last, at least the last administration and going back much further. We understand that the government lies to us. We understand that the FBI lies to us. But folks, there's a lot of other people out there that are also lying to us, and they will capitalize on your distrust and push you in a direction that is self-defeating. And we need to realize what's going on. And hopefully we can continue to uncover this and show you real proof of what's happening behind all of this.
Definitely. Jefferson in Virginia here on the air on Free Speech. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex and your guest. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year. You know, the Shlomo guy in Italy is talking about taking away our First Amendment rights on the internet and having us have some sort of
Shlomo in Israel.
Yeah, Shlomo. And this is what we're in a sort of a ghetto, aren't we? This is what we were told by the Drudge Report guy. Matt Drudge told you that we'd be in a ghetto where they'd make the rules and we'd all live under their rule in the internet, and the social media has become a killing field for free speech.
Well, that's right. He said that, what, like 9 years ago, Drudge comes here, rare interview with all he ever did, and he said he met with top Republicans and a Supreme Court justice. He told me he was at dinner, and they said, here's the whole plan, and it all came true.
Right. We've walked right into the ambush, the trap, the killing field, where we can be fined internationally for things we say on the internet. And people like van der Leyen of the EU gets to say, well, you owe us $1 million and you don't get to be on the internet anymore.
Yes, you're right. So?
So I'm saying we need to come up with some sort of antidote to the notion that speaking on the internet using...
Well, we need an internet bill of rights. And Trump criticized, and now it's pulled a $40 million deal from the UK over their censorship in the U.S. Trump needs to come out against Netanyahu and his surrogates saying we need to repeal the First Amendment. That's a litmus test, Trump. You need to slap that down. This is ridiculous.
And the antidote's always going to be self-regulation. I mean, we as the American people need to start standing up and saying, hey, we can't allow this thing to happen to begin with. And we definitely got to do something about social media in the way that they are censoring opposition voices, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Jefferson. Let's go to Baldy in Florida. You're on the air. Incoming Iran false flag, you think? Go ahead.
Yeah. As a 20-year listener plus, I can attest to the exponential awakening that has happened. 20 years ago, you talk about any of this stuff, people look at you like you're from another planet. Exactly 6 years ago from tomorrow, I called in and predicted COVID, a deadly shot that would be attached to it, and that you would start shaving your head. And then around 3 years, and I have the receipts to prove it, and around 3 years ago, I started calling in predicting that there is going to be a false flag, nuclear 9/11 that would be blamed on Iran. I know our time is limited. You could listen to my full breakdown.
No, I remember my when podcast. You called in at least one of the times, the latest one. So
yeah, well, you can listen to all my calls, Nuclear 9/11 podcast, listen to everywhere. But I want to point out that just like with 9/11, although the Muslim Brotherhood may be the ones that carried it out, the Mossad and United States intelligence are going to run cover for it. I used to say that it was going to be done to derail President Trump. This was before President was even reelected, before they took a shot at him. But now I believe it's to derail the liberty movement that is on fire right now. People are talking about not paying their taxes. And again, as a longtime listener, I really, an American Christian, I appreciate you exposing the Muslim fraud, but let's not forget the same religion practices that the Muslims follow, so do the Jews. They say they could rob from us. They say they could steal from us. You know, it was the Pharisees that ordered Jesus to be crucified. Who are the modern-day Pharisees? What are the modern-day Pharisees saying? You know, that's what we need to be focused on as well.
Well, I mean, we did cover Israel wanting to take our free speech away. I mean, we did cover that.
And I agree with you, Alex. And the Boulder Report has been running a survey on your X account of, you know, because everyone says, well, Alex works for this, Alex works for that. And unfortunately, there is a wide range of people that come to your X account, almost 50% that say you work for Israel. I completely disagree with that.
I'm not covering Israel to prove something to those delusional people. I mean, half the public thinks the two men can have a baby. But I cover other things in Israel. So that seems to be like the only thing they know about. So I'm not here to prove anything to them. So if it makes them feel better than me, 31 years on air fighting all this and waking everybody up, then that makes them feel big and official. I welcome them to do that. I mean, it's just stupid memes of me with yarmulkes and stuff. It's not serious. It's not real. And so it's retarded. Every time I put something out about Israel doing bad, they go, why are you suddenly doing this? It's stupid. It's a lie. It's not reality based. Deal with what's happening in the world. Stop the attacks on free speech. Defend the country. Bring the republic back. That's what it's about. I don't care about surveying people who I work for. The same ones say I'm Bill Hicks or something. It's mentally retarded, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I know China's a major threat. I'm sorry I know the EU is a major threat. They're all trying to take control of us. I'm covering all the major threats while we try to free those countries from the tyranny they're under. I like Elon Musk. He's fighting all the same stuff. The EU, the UK, all the censorship. Whoever comes to do it, we're against it. It's real simple. You can see cause and effect. Thank you very much. Looking at this, Gary Melton, what else is on? Because I had a lot of questions. What else is on your radar right now people should know about?
Well, I mean, I think you're touching on one of the major points about this is that we keep being presented with these false binary choices. I mean, the fact is that Israel does not have the U.S. interest at heart. All right. But we can't say that Islam and these other countries have U.S. interests at heart either. And the problem is once you start criticizing or pointing out and highlighting what's being done to one, now we're saying, oh, well, you're criticizing Islam, you're criticizing these other countries that are causing harm to the United States, so now you're a puppet of Israel. Like, no. I am an American. I believe in everything that we stand for, and the fact is, none of these people are our friends. And like, we have to kind of shift focus and pay attention to what's going on because they're all working together for our demise.
Yeah, and how can they not get that? Like the last caller seemed like a nice guy, but he goes, you know, I know you've been talking about Muslims. Can we get back on Israel? We just spent half the show on that. It's mentally, it's like every time I talk about China or I remember a few months ago, Chernobyl leaking, and half the comments are, yeah, why are you diverting from Israel? I'm covering a leaking nuclear reactor. If I cover a snowstorm, they go, why are you diverting? It's like all they think about, and to me, that's mentally ill.
No, there is definitely a fixation on Israel amongst a certain population. It's like, okay, I agree with 90% of what you're saying, but they're not our only problem. And as a matter of fact, they're not our most important problem or the biggest threat that we have right now. The biggest threat that we have right now is the fact that American people are falling for these, just this nonsense. We're being set up to believe utter ridiculous things and nobody can figure out what the truth is. And
we also have a permanent bureaucracy of deep staters that are literally robbing things blind and trying to collapse the country. So Doge and all that, it's all important, folks. The border, the dollar, the EU, all of it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Former Navy SEAL, great geopolitical analyst. I look at domestic issues, false flags coming, the Iran strikes that Trump's really pushing, I think are a really bad idea, and more. But in closing, talking to the head of Paramount Tactical, Gary Melton, there's so much else happening in the world, but I just go back to that last caller. And the reason I'm probably just stop even trying this is it doesn't matter. I just, in the last 3 hours, probably spent half the show on Israel wanting to censor us. But also covering Mondami, saying we're going to seize private property and the Koran and all this. And the guy says, you know, I just hope you'll spend more time on Israel. And we're having a vote. You're pro. It's completely insane. I'm not even saying the caller was insane. It's like they can't get off this one thing that they think is empowering them, and it's not doing anything. So even when people are doing it, it's like this radicalization where all the anti-Israel folks just try to outdo the next one and say the most, you know, crazy thing. And it's its own cult, like the left with the drag queen story time and anti-Americanism just gets more and more radical. It's this radicalization paradigm instead of getting back to what's really radical, the American system, the free market, Christianity, and just promoting policy that works to get everybody on board with it instead of fetishizing whatever group you're obsessing on.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a complex and nuanced problem, and it's just not one or the other. And people gotta quit being stuck in this. It's like everything is Israel. It's not Israel that's setting up entire communities and taking over Dearborn and, you know, setting up Sharia law right here in the United States. It's not Israel that's committing the fraud that we see in Minnesota. Israel's doing some things that benefit Israel and doesn't benefit the United States, and we need to pay attention to that. But when you're looking at, when you do something is like, hey, you know what? Candace Owens talking about Egyptian planes. Does it make sense? And then the response is, you're an Israeli shill. You're getting $7,000. Like, it shows you exactly what's going on. This is all misdirection. They're trying to undermine, trying to destroy someone's credibility when you're not even talking about Israel or an Israeli issue that has anything to do with it. So, you know, they've done a great job of kind of demonizing Israel and making that front and center, and then associating people that aren't even talking about Israel with Israel to undermine their credibility and to get to shut people up. But when they're highlighting the real problems that we have here in America.
Well, that's right. They taught people that talking about Israel is like the ace of spades. So they just play the card when it isn't even the same game. And you're just sitting there going, okay, ace of spades, ace of spades. It's not ace of spades. And you're just sitting there like, because it's a lot of people that have halfway woken up, but they don't have any depth or knowledge. So to them, it's all they know. So it's got to be that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same tactic as calling someone a racist, calling someone a Nazi. They're not talking about, they're not bringing any sort of real argument, material argument to what you're saying.
Exactly. That's the twisted fake right wing equivalent of calling you a Nazi, is calling you a Zionist. Yeah. Even though they're not really right wing, it's the left everywhere, including Google, everything, boosting people that bash Israel because they know it's creating a dialectic.
No, that's exactly right. It's to shut down the real story. And again, when you're bringing this information forward and you are attacked with ad hominems, just understand that you are talking about exactly what you should be talking about. And that's what people that our enemies understand. Like, they can deflect everything that you're saying with, you know, Zionist, Israel, Nazi, racist, whatever we got going on. The fact is like, we got to pay attention to what's happening. It's much more complicated than people realize, and you got to stay abreast of what's going on, or we're going to lose our country. It's as simple as that.
All right, Gary Melton, tonight, 8 o'clock Central. You're going to have a guest on with
Eastern time.
Eastern time. Okay, yep. So 7 o'clock Central on the MI6 connections to the whole Candace Owens operation. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back with Matt Brackett. Stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been interviewing Matt Cox like 14, 15 years now. We're all getting old here. Really smart guy, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. We're going to go to him in a few minutes. But I asked Jeremy Greensworn to put this together, so I'm going to air it. I saw Jack Smith's testimony yesterday literally saying, I read your mind, and you're not allowed to question an election. I say it's fraud. But everything Trump said and Mike Lindell said and all of them said 5 years ago on Maricopa County and on Fulton County, and all of it was dead on. Dead on. And then there's Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor, illegally appointed by the J6 people. There he is arrogantly saying, well, you don't have free speech when it's to lie to people. But Trump didn't just have that right under the First Amendment. He also was telling the truth and has been vindicated. And then now we've got other reports coming out dealing with this, of the revolving door and how the Democrats don't want the feds getting the voter databases saying they're stealing your identity, even though it's constitutional for them to see that. They already for decades have a Democrat Party group that gets all your data. That's what Zuckerberg took his $400 million database with and integrates it for the fraud to get the illegal voters on the rolls. So you get 250,000 in Maricopa and you get 300 and something thousand in Fulton County. It's the same story, and we caught them. So here's the premiere of this report, where we just show clips proving that Jack Smith's a big fat liar.
The president's statements that he believed the election was rife with fraud, those certainly are statements that are protected by the First Amendment, correct?
Absolutely not, if they are made to target a lawful government function and they are made with knowing falsity. No, they're not.
Oh, I think it was rigged.
You think it was rigged?
Yeah. The Mark Zuckerberg money was huge. $500 million concentrated in Democrat counties for the purpose of getting out the Democrat vote.
How do you know it was to get the Democrat vote out? Because how does it exactly do, what are the mechanics of that, of how it
just,
was functioned?
You just have to read the article. Okay. And what the article does is it lays it out, and the title is something along the lines of how a secret group of people were able to save the 2020 election, meaning how were they able to get Joe Biden elected.
I observed with my Democratic partner the preparation of a new ballot since the original one was soiled or wouldn't go through the tabulators. I read her a Trump Republican ballot, and as soon as she entered it into the system, the ballot defaulted on the screen to a Biden Democratic ballot. We reported this to the supervisors, and others in the room commented that they had witnessed the same manipulation. We were never told what, if any, corrective action was taken. All I know is the next day I was called outside the room that I was working in signature verification by the supervisor saying, I understand you caused some problems this week, and saying that you thought our machines were not working correctly. And I was being the one that was scolded. And I was told at that point in time, I could not discuss anything or talk about what was going on, as many people were threatened.
I just thought it was strange that only Biden's name was selected, no down ballot. And I watched multiples, I don't know how many I watched, and not one of them was for Trump. I thought that was really strange, especially being military. You must know in your heart that this election was fraudulent. There's no question of it if you really are sensible.
At midnight, Trump was ahead 10%, which was an unusually high amount. To about 2 o'clock in the morning, my monitor went down. It totally rebooted. So unless you can tell me there wasn't a data dump, there wasn't a data breach, I don't believe that the numbers were true, because when I went home and woke up, all of a sudden Biden was ahead. We had processed 120,000 votes by midnight out of the 170,000 absentee ballots we were expecting. So I assumed we were missing about 50,000, and all of a sudden Biden was now missing. And Sidney Powell did discuss something about this in Rudy Giuliani's press conference, and I do believe I did witness that, and the voting had stopped in the middle of the night. So unless you were one of the few processing tables, you would not have seen this rebooting of the laptops.
Thank you.
We found 1.7 million missing original ballot images for the November 2020 election in 2021, when they were supposed to be retained under the federal and state statutes, which I showed. There were 5 million ballots cast. We only received 3.3 million back.
Writing down the ballot numbers and the last names of the person of the ballot that had the name on the ballot, they were all in sequence. These are absentee ballots, mail-in ballots. They cannot be in sequence. 2232 cannot have 2233 next to it, because if they're mailed in, they come in all different numbers. And when I started noticing that these numbers are almost next to each other, like one or the other was in the middle, but then they were almost next to each other, my antennas went up.
So based off my sampling of a dozen duplicate ballots from 6 a.m. to about 2 p.m. the next day, because I was doing duplicates, from these duplicate ballots I observed, none of them were for Trump. None of them. And from the other two shifts or two rounds that we did earlier, only one ballot that I witnessed from a duplicate was for Trump. So I'm talking just a dozen off my sampling from that one shift of 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., none. And throughout the whole time, the whole night, I only saw one. Three other challengers around me told me the same thing from their sampling. So also, we challenged ballots all night. Every challenge was refused. They never carried it out. They never issued challenge ballots. There's no track, no remedy, no records. No recording of any challenge ballots the entire night. So we challenged. Poll workers changed duplicate ballots to straight Democrat ticket. So for example, you know, it would be like a mixed ticket, bubbles filled in everywhere. I witnessed employees taking their pen and filling in the Democrat straight ticket when it's not.
This lady is marking the ballots. I filmed her a half hour ago doing six, and she's still working at it. Let's stamp it, received, and let's fill in our six blanks. And there's a security guard right there who's watching her. The cops are in on it. Disgusting.
A poll worker named Ruby Freeman running the same stack of ballots through the counting machines multiple times. Ironically, Ruby Freeman was later given the Presidential Citizens Medal by Joe Biden for her work during the 2020 election.
This is inside the TCF Center. Now, the local media said that this never happened. Patty actually called me on November 4th. She was inside the TCF and she said, Jim, you won't believe it. I just heard that a van dropped off boxes of ballots in the middle of the night, and she was working inside the TCF that morning. So we put in a request to get this video. It took months, and we got this at Gateway Pundit. We put this up on on our site. We tweeted about it, and that's when we lost our Twitter account, by the way, by putting up this video.
Weird that 36 out of 37 that have unsigned tapes are strong Democratic, and that there's 315,000 votes that aren't supposed to be there. They didn't sign for the, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We just forgot to tally. We forgot to tally. Whoopsies. We were so busy making sure we saved democracy that we forgot to tally.
375,000 votes confirmed fraudulent in one county in Georgia and Atlanta. 200,000+ confirmed in Maricopa County, Arizona. All of it confirmed everything we said. Trump totally vindicated. And Jack Smith in front of Congress saying, you're not allowed to challenge an election if I say there's not evidence. Trump's a criminal. He needs to be in prison. Jack Smith just got destroyed with this evidence. All right. The balance of the hour, the great Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, great researcher, counterterrorism expert, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. We can go wherever you want first. The Great Awakening to the Somali fraud, the Democrats obviously using them as bagmen, the Russia-Ukraine situation, Trump saying if there's any dead protesters, we're going to start hitting non-nuclear sites, total war with Iran, Venezuela, the domestic operations. You can go anywhere you want, Matt Bracken, my old friend. So much to pick your brain about today.
I'll tell you what, Alex. This the last couple of weeks, I'm feeling like 2025, as crazy as it was, 2025 was just like the Romans or medieval times cranking up a catapult. They've just been cranking that catapult back. You know, it's creaking. You're wondering when it's going to just go off. Because I feel like 2026 is the catapult energy release. Everything we've seen in the last year has just been setting us up. We're on the cusp of war in so many places. Now we're volunteering for a new war, which would be like the granddaddy mother of all wars, which would be Iran. I know in the last week we've been seeing street demonstrations, and you know the power of the media is the ability to turn things up and turn things down. So in the American view, it's just like Iran is like 1979. It's on the verge of another complete overthrow. But how do we know that? We know it because we're seeing it. But is it another, you know, fake out like the Maidan 2014? And we know now in the Maidan coup in 2014, some of the atrocities, the shootings, were actually false flag shootings. We know that for a fact now. You know, the Ukrainian Azov Nazis actually fired at Ukrainians to be blamed on the Russians. We saw that's a fact now. We know that. So whatever happens in Iran at this point could easily be teed up for a false flag. Just somebody in a building shoots into a crowd, and there's Trump and Netanyahu, and we've got the aircraft carriers, you know, strike groups going in. But people need to understand something. And this, I printed something. It didn't turn out very well, but you know, I'm a real map guy, a geography guy. Iran is like 5 times bigger than Iraq and 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. I mean, at one point we had 500,000 soldiers in South Vietnam, which is 1/10 the size of Iran. And at that time in the 1960s, our Navy was unchallenged. We could drive right to the coast of Vietnam and not be scratched. Aircraft carriers would park right off in North Vietnam doing airstrikes all day long. We know now that's completely gone out the window. The Houthis with drones and you know, truck-launched small missiles were able to drive our Navy out of the Red Sea. They drove us out of the Red Sea because the modern math doesn't work for our type of warfare. They'd fire a $100,000 missile or a couple of them at a ship, and we would have to spend $5 or $10 million worth of extremely high-tech surface defense missiles to try to stop these $100,000 drones. And our destroyers don't carry an unlimited number of these. A couple dozen and they're out. They have to leave the area, return to a port that's not nearby, because they can't be launched at sea. They can only, or reloaded at sea. They can only be reloaded dockside. So the math just doesn't work for American power projection the way that it used to. So if we get sucked into quote unquote rescuing Iranians, what does that mean? We're going to drop Delta Force and SEALs into Tehran because, we think that some people have been mistreated.
Well, clearly, I mean, that's just anybody on their missile sides was what Trump said last week. But let's pull back.
But he said,
we just had Israel.
But he said rescue.
I saw that.
Rescue them.
I think it means by liberating the country.
But one?
Point taken. I want you to go there next. But separately, we were saying it's so important. Israel's able to sneak all these missiles and drones in to attack and kill a bunch of the Iranian leadership. So Israel has infiltrated, their operatives are. Absolutely false flag. If Trump says, you kill civilians, I attack you, he just created a scenario for Israel to do a false flag.
Clear path. But that trick, that I think that that's a one-trick pony. You know, the Iranians are very smart people. They were taken in by this trick where the Iranian, the Mossad people and other groups had set up warehouses, false businesses, and they had trucks that the back of like a standard box truck was actually a drone launcher. So that they could launch drones with, you know, fairly short range, 20, 30 kilometer range drones to take out things like radar sites, you know, before the airstrikes came in. But that's a one trick thing. You're not going to get away with that again. They shot that shot. It's done. Iran has enough missiles to level Tel Aviv if they want. You know, at the end of that war, when we fired at them at their nuke sites, they fired like a dozen missiles at our base in Qatar, a huge base we have in Qatar. They did a demonstration missile strike, which was not covered very much. There's this radar site in Qatar, American radar site. It looks like a white geodesic dome, like a giant golf ball on the outside. And inside is this huge dish, like a, you know, 25-meter diameter rotating dish that can see things way to the horizon and over. They put the golf ball into the hole, like a hole in one. So it wasn't just, oh, they fired some random shots into the desert to show that, you know, we're like even now. They hit that key radar site, boom, like a hole in one. And that was a demonstration of their error probability, their accuracy. And it tells Israel, if we want to, we can put this into your parliament building. We can put this into Mossad headquarters, you know, anywhere we want. So the equation has changed. It's not like we're beating up Libya or something like that. You know, this is not Libya versus the U.S. Navy Top Gun. The the second and third tier powers now have weapons that can seriously hurt our power projection forces, as in like sink a destroyer or cripple an aircraft carrier. If we get involved in Iran, it's going to be a disaster, worse than Venezuela.
Trump will have to bluster and go to full commitment, which goes to boots on the ground. So I interrupted your point earlier. We'll get back to that. But, you know, we're talking about a very serious situation here. Why do you think Trump suddenly got back in bed with Netanyahu to go to war?
I think Trump's been in bed with Netanyahu the whole time. I think, you know, Edelman and these others, they, you know, Howard Lutnick, just for an example, and we know the whole, you know, I'm not trying to transition to Epstein, but, you know, Lutnick's got a very interesting career path, kind of parallel to Epstein as a financial wizard, supposedly. Not very many people know that Epstein and Lutnick were neighbors. And Lutnick bought his five-story mansion from Epstein Holding Group. They were for years sharing five stories of a wall. Epstein had a seven-story mansion. It's like East 71st Street. You can look it up on Google. And right next door is Howard Lutnick. You know, he lost his firm at 9/11, and then he, you know, built it all back up. And when you look at the Mike Benn stuff on the history of Epstein going all the way back like to the 70s, to Iran-Contra, Lutnick and Epstein are like parallel operators. And Lutnick is now, you know, one of Trump's closest advisors, along with people on the outside like Edelman. I think that Trump is completely under the sway of the Zionists, Jared Kushner, et cetera. I think I compare it to a retarded organ grinder and an evil little monkey. So the evil little monkey, which is Netanyahu, you know, while the blind organ grinder, you know, like in the Pink Panther right outside the bank, the blind organ grinder, he just knows that the monkey ran back and is screaming that somebody's after him. But the monkey just bit somebody's finger off. By the time the monkey gets back to the organ grinder gets up and, you know, is throwing punches. I'm sick of America being, you know, the blind organ grinder who's being run by the evil little monkey. I mean, it's the tail is wagging the dog doesn't even begin to describe it. I don't know what hold he's got, but if we go to war in Iran, and believe me, trying to like drop Delta into the middle of Tehran to rescue some people, does anybody remember Desert One in 1980 when the hostage rescue fiasco happened? I mean, this is just has disaster.
Well, let's just go further, though. You got them randomly shooting people around the country. It's already happened. That just sounds like a red line excuse, like Obama saying use chemicals, we'll go into Syria. He's saying rescue, I think, the country. If he starts doing it, I think this is his excuse to start bombing their missile sites. Do you think Trump really means randomly send in? How do you save protesters who have already been shot laying on the street? That's crazy.
It is crazy. Imagine China saying during BLM riots, you know, we're going to send weapons to the protesters. I mean, this is an Iranian situation. We saw how the Maidan coup in Ukraine spun into, you know, years of an operation with millions of Russian and Ukrainian dead, Ukraine in ruins, and it all began with one of these bogus color revolutions that we fell for like suckers, and now I feel like we are falling for a bogus color revolution in Iran. I feel bad for the Iranians, but my Twitter feed is full of Shah Pahlavi's grandson or whoever the hell he is. Oh yeah, the Iranians, they're just waiting for some Shah grandson to return to put a crown on his head. Don't anybody remember before Iraq? What was this guy's name? Chalani? Chalabi? He was running around America. Oh, if we hit Iraq, we're going to take out Saddam and they're going to be throwing rose petals at us and I'll be the new king. You know, one of these exiles in America. Oh yeah, as soon as we get rid of Saddam, I'll be the provisional president. Don't worry about it. In Iraq, they never heard of this guy. He's like some guy that was in America for 25 years, you know, grifting and grafting off of suckers. And he had no intention of going back and trying to lead Iraq.
U.S. moving into Venezuela, this happening. We know there's a big political, you know, changes happening. What is all this massive movement really about?
Well, in some respects, I think that, and I did a big Substack on this yesterday. I called the global resource war is going kinetic.
I saw your maps with all the seaways. Exactly. It's all about, so Trump really thinks he's doing good. He's trying to reassert our dominance in this hemisphere, but how does he trust the system with the intel they give him?
I do agree with exerting our influence in our hemisphere, because the unipolar moment that began in the 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, the end of the Cold War, the unipolar moment is done. It's going to be a tripolar world, Russia, China, America. If you just look at the military, the three most powerful military nations, or it's the U.S. and the West financial system versus the BRICS, which has China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa. Either way, America is no longer the 1,000-pound gorilla that can just walk around the country smacking little monkeys around. That day is over. We can't even exert, we couldn't even stop the Houthis from firing missiles in the Red Sea. So that's a key choke point. The Red Sea cuts off going all the way around Africa.
Okay? And Iran knows it. So what's Israel thinking? Stay with us. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. Like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lock. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in, focused, laser brain. Breaking out the chains.
Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, listen, Matt Brackett knows what he's talking about. And Trump's absolutely right to get us out of these wars and focus on our economy, but he's being lured in. I'm no fan of Venezuela, but it's still a trap. And Iran, no fan of them, but it's still a trap. And conventionally, everything Matt's saying is true. Israel hopes to get us and our ships burning to have the U.S. get pissed and go to full commitment. Then we start obliterating Iran. Then Russia's probably going to come in. China, they got all sorts of secret stuff. They do have real sleeper cells across the West. It goes from bad to worse. How do we derail what Netanyahu wants to do? And then let's shift to domestic or our hemisphere and Venezuela. And then big picture, the way that people are ready for change, ready for action, the way Nick Shirley has got thousands of citizen journalists, the black, white, old, young, everywhere, exposing fraud everywhere, the left death threatening him, so scared. So we're in the Great Awakening, so many positive things, but then Pam Bondi and the rest of them totally compromised. Susie Wiles, we've confirmed, is making enemy lists of General Flynn, myself, and others, literally having us, you know, targeted for research purposes to be gone after. They're planning something big. It's right under Trump's nose, or does he know? I mean, this is really serious times, best of times, worst of times. We've got all the cards if we play them, and then you got all the Islamics rising up. They believe it's their time to move. We know Obama's behind the Muslim Brotherhood. When you look at all these pieces coming together, as Lenin said, there are times when years happen in weeks and decades where, you know, the exact quote is, there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. I think I'm conflating it. Pull up the Lenin quote. But, I mean, that's where we are. The fourth turning, incredible history. We look at this. A lot of folks are pissed at Trump. I think that's great, fine and dandy. But here's my first question then with all that throughout. How do you deal with this? Because I'm so happy about the good things that are happening. I'm glad it's not Kamala Harris, but I'm also upset about the bad things that are happening. And then how do I paradoxically just black pill and screw Trump and tell them the Democrats are all boosting me and the Young Turks love me like all these other conservatives who just bash Trump all day? Or do I hold Trump's feet to the fire, try to get him course correct where he's doing bad, support the good stuff that's happening? I mean, I think that's the right move. But how do you telegraph that to listeners to understand that? Because so many of them, not all of them, but a large portion, are just totally black and white. How do you navigate that? Because that's a lot.
Well, first, I'm pretty sharp today because I used the full dropper of the methyl blue today when I knew I was coming on the show.
Thank you.
So I'm super sharp right now. But I probably spend too much time on X. My wife can attest to that. But I just stream stuff. I'm watching and the fury that immediately came out putting together the Somali fraud, which American middle class feel like they've totally been backstabbed, that they work and work and can't afford rent, and we're paying for houses for these scammers, that illegal aliens are getting like eight times more than Americans who are, you know, at the bottom rung of the ladder. They're getting free business assistance so that the Indians can take over all the hotels and gas stations, you know, that edge out Americans, heritage Native Americans. There's a fury at this. And then when Trump tweeted this thing about misspelling shoot or shot, because you can tell somebody should take his smartphone, you know, if he can't even proofread. But he's threatening to go to war with Iran over what is probably, or could be, at least until I know better, a bogus Maidan coup that's going to get us embroiled in a war like at the level of the Ukraine-Russia war. The fury, especially by millennials and Gen Z, they feel completely betrayed. All day I'm streaming, and people that I know that are like vote pro-Trump, voted for Trump. They're furious. One of them is Savannah Hernandez, which, you know, you know very well. And she's got a huge following. She's leading virtually a tax revolt. Like, just fill out your IRS, your 1040. Just black it all out, like redacted, you know, black magic marker. Send it in with as a big FU. They're going to let these bogus Somali and other businesses just run across our backs, just smashing our face, humiliating us, and nothing happens. Pam Bondi, inaction figure. You know, they'll tweet, they'll say this is terrible, but nobody's arrested. I mean, I agree with Elon Musk. Tim Walz is a traitor. He should be in handcuffs right now. If somebody embezzled $10,000 from a bank, you'll see it in the local news. They're going to jail. They're in disgrace. But the Democrat Party arranges this massive fraud, and it's a complete circular kickback fraud. Bring in 100,000 Somalis, drop them straight into the capital of a Scandinavian state, and the red-green alliance means they Democrats win forever, because the Somalis will vote as a bloc, 100%. They get the money for the bogus daycare centers and health care centers that don't ever open, that have cobwebs on the door. They get millions. They kick it back to the Democrats. That's what's going on. Our tax money is enriching Somali pirates, who then kick half of it back to the Democrats to stay in power. And Trump is talking about going to war in Venezuela, going to war in Iran. I think he's lost his mind. I mean, every time I see the White House, there's more gold on the walls.
No, I agree. Everything, I mean, it is getting crazy. And so my point is, back to what we were saying, literally the average illegal alien is three times what even a disabled veteran gets. They get free houses. A bunch of states give them $50,000 to get a free house. All of it's incentivized. The public's learning about this. As you said, the Democrats take a big slice of it. They're so outraged. And if we don't see major action on this, this is it. Because I've seen a lot of big awakenings, but one gets bigger and quicker and faster. I don't see how the establishment gets out of this, Matt.
But the fury, and you said, what leverage do we have at this point? You know, Barron Trump, I think, has his ear to the ground of this, you know, Gen Z much more than the Jared Kushners, which I think are just pure sold out, you know, 100% in for themselves. You know, they love to get some awards for bringing peace deals. Meanwhile, we're going to make all the real estate deals on the side to benefit our families. It's disgusting. But I think that, you know, Barron Trump and others, that generation, Savannah Hernandez, young people like that, they're furious. They can't even afford rent. How do you have family formation? You can't afford rent. You can't get married. You're living with your parents. And meanwhile, they're bringing in Somalis and Indians to take your jobs. This thing in Texas with the Bank of Texas, which is all going to Indians, to take over the entire hotel industry.
Well, let's be clear. Breitbart did an analysis, and I checked it. 70% of all H-1B visas are from India, and over 80% of those are from one little area. It's literally a tribe that came in 40 years ago, bought off the politicians, and it's not even just Indians. It's only that group.
Yeah, we're in the end of an empire, oligarchs looting the treasury stage. There are people that are comparing this to the 1990s in Russia, where, you know, you had drunk Boris Yeltsin put in by our own stooge oligarchs.
Trump won't be our Vladimir Putin, who will?
I think that at this point, we don't vote our way out of this. I think that the structural election fraud is too deep that, you know, at this point, I don't think it's reversible. I think we're going to wind up at... I say there's like four men with the little mustaches or big mustaches.
Yeah, how do they not know starting war with Russia and China would start killing the dollar? So we just wake up, nothing's worth everything, everything just collapses, and that's kind of the end of it, and we just descend into mayhem.
Well, I'm going back to this evolving multipolar world, and the supply chains are so easily cut now because anybody can stop these choke points. The Houthis proved that in the Red Sea. But you could have Moroccan separatists in the Straits of Malacca, that's below Singapore, Malaysia. All the tankers from the Indian Ocean go to Asia through there. Anybody with a couple drones can stop that easier than the Red Sea. That's a much narrower channel. A lot of choke points today that can be stopped. You know, that there were two ships sunk in the Mediterranean, not the Black Sea. Well, one was crippled. I think it's still floating, a shadow tanker this year, like a couple of weeks ago. Last year, a Russian ship, now they're saying it was carrying, submarine reactors for North Korea. Don't know if that's true. Last year they had a different story, but it was going from like Murmansk through the Med to the Red Sea to go to the Vladivostok, supposedly. That was called the Ursa Major, like the Big Dipper or Big Bear. And it was literally sunk, like torpedoed or something in the Mediterranean. So we are edging towards a real kinetic war, and the ocean is the easiest place to
get. We're already in a kinetic war. When does it become public that we're in World War IV?
Well, the Nord Stream pipeline, people will say, maybe was one of the first shots of this, because we absolutely did that. Blaming that on Ukrainian scuba divers on a chartered sailboat, that's a big joke. We destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline. Biden said, we're going to take it out.
You know Cy Hurst has never been wrong. He said to cover it from Congress, they wouldn't know. They used regular Navy engineering as a training, but I'm told... I've talked that it was SEAL Team 10 that actually blew it up.
Well, we have...
elements of SEAL Team 10.
I don't think that it was actually... they might have been doing security. We have helicopters with a system, a demining system.
You got underwater drones going to attach to it, too. But what I heard was, that's what I heard said, was they trained down in Panama. They cut it out with regular Navy engineering as the cover, and there was people, because is it SEAL Team 10 is the underwater demolition particular experts, right?
I don't think it was divers doing this. I think that this was a system that has sonar and cameras, bright lights, with a fiber optic cable that can be dropped out of a helicopter. And then deposit the explosive right next to the pipeline.
Okay, so I'm asking, is Cy Hurst wrong then that it was done by the Navy?
Yeah, I'm not calling Cy Hurst Candace Owens, but sometimes people leak stuff to him that's BS, and then he will run with it. Okay? So it sounds plausible. You know, you start naming things like, mobile diving salvage unit, umpty squad out of Pensacola, Florida. That's like Candace Owens, Fort Huachuca. People that aren't in the military start going, oh, that sounds legit. Let me check. Oh, there really is a Navy salvage diving unit there. He must have the right story. I don't believe that in any way that was a diving operation. That is, we have these things that are like the size of a small torpedo.
They did report a bunch of helicopters hovering around above it.
Right. And those helicopters flew from Poland. We were doing this thing, an exercise called Baltic Operations, which we do like every other year. So it's a cover for having all these ships in the Baltic. Oh, well, you know, we want to work with our new allies, the Swedes and the Finns and the Danes. And we just happen to have all these ships with all of these assets on board, pretending we're doing mine clearing exercises. Well, one of the main mine clearing tools they have is it dropped out of a Navy Seahawk helicopter. It's like lowered into the water. And then you have these little torpedoes on fiber optic cables that have cameras, sonar, lights. They've already mapped the thing. So it's dead easy to just lay this device. What it's made for is to find an enemy mine that is not like this World War I thing with prongs sticking out. It's a mine that may even be embedded in the mud, right? That's left for a long time that can be activated to, like, say, go off when it hears an American destroyer. You know, it can be put in, like, different modes so that it can be completely inert. And then when things get hostile, you can activate it, and it'll go off when your enemy ship goes by. So we have very sophisticated methods using these helicopters, the Seahawks, like a Black Hawk, but it's gray off a Navy ship, that dips this thing in the water. Then it goes running off with a fiber optic. And finds the mine, and then this thing that's like a quarter-sized torpedo lays next to the mine to explode it, okay? Well, I think that's what they use.
They have that, like, fire out the plastic explosive cables into minefields, and then blows up.
But they, no, well, this is just like a little torpedo.
No,
like
I understand. But you've seen all the things with it, you know, the armored vehicles shoot out the big cables, and it's all blasting
right.
explosives.
But they don't even need, this is much more precise.
No, it's just,
I
understand it's the end of the torpedo.
Yeah. Right, but this torpedo slowly finds the mine because it's got sonar in case it's in the mud and a camera with bright lights.
Lays down on it and blows it up.
Lays down on it and blows it up. So it's much easier to find this pipeline that's up on, above the mud, right? It's like there's a big pipeline. So you just put the thing next to it, okay? And then it can just sit there for as long as you want. And it will trigger when an aircraft goes over and has a coded, you know, ultra low frequency, you know, barely almost.
Sure, and you can even have the helicopter pilots as part of a larger drill think they're practicing blowing up mines, and they don't even know they just laid the bomb.
Well, you would have SEALs on board this thing with them because you want to make sure when you're in Poland, when you're refueling in Poland, because you're not doing this off of a destroyer, okay? Part of the ball tops exercise is we got ships here and ships there, and guys run Liberty in Denmark. But meanwhile, a couple of Seahawks, when they're near Poland, fly off to Poland and are in a Polish hangar awaiting the time when they're going to zip out, put these little torpedoes, anti-mining torpedoes, on the pipeline, right? Then back to Poland next week, back on the ship. It's all hush-hush. Yes, you have SEALs involved because you're telling the pilot, you talk about this, you're a dead man. You know, that you're going to be signing every kind of non-disclosure agreement forever, that you were never on this operation. And your next assignment is in Adak, Alaska, you know, with no phone, because this is like top, top, top secret. But guys that are read into these programs are like, cool, a real world operation. Hush, hush. This is Tom Cruise. This is so cool, right? I'm doing something real. But there are people that know what happened, and I'm like 95% sure. It's not Mobile's diving salvage unit out of Pensacola.
Hey, I believe you. That's incredible. So you just gave us the most likely way it was blown up. We certainly know Biden's lying when he says Putin did it.
Right. But anyway, because we're running out of time, we started doing this. We're going to be seeing like 95% of all communications now are on fiber optic cables running across the seafloor. They run into New York City or Miami. You know, they come together and there's these big trunks and there are these secret buildings or semi-secret buildings that are the data centers where all the fiber optic is to all of the internet around the country. That we're going to start seeing them get blown up because that's real easy to do too. And you don't even need a Russian submarine. You could do it from a sport fishing boat coming out of Miami or New York.
No, I totally agree with you. Let me raise this point because we're almost out of time. Back to my first question. I totally agree with you about the Trump stuff. But then it's all obviously way better than what we would have with Kamala. How do you balance that? What do you think our approach to the Trump administration should be? And then separately, you mentioned Candace Owens. I know you've been a fan, so have I. Clearly her Wachuca thing, this Mitch guy. I can't believe she got mad at me for warning him about it. Now they've doubled down. They say it don't matter if he beat up his wife a bunch and, you know, lied on video.
Yeah, there are people that are so far into the rabbit hole, they can't even see the surface, right? They're like in THX 1138, you know, they don't even know there's a surface anymore. If like a meteor hits China, they'll blame the Jews, right? I mean, no matter what. And I get it, the Kalergi plan, all of that, I understand.
Yeah, you've been criticizing Israel since I knew you 20 years ago, but it's become totally mentally ill. Like, it just, everything
it
is Israel.
And sure, there is something to the quote unquote cosmopolitans that benefit by going into a country and stirring up trouble, right? Because if you've got a country that's stable with a stable banking system, there's no room for an outsider to just come in.
Well, there's no doubt there's no doubt Israel's doing evil stuff. But exactly. Because Candace says it's Israel, they plan the killing there. She goes, no, I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. Then I've got to believe a known liar that they all have alibis. I think there was people helping kill Kirk. And so my point is this whole story hurts the truth.
Yeah, and I just want to warn people to not go down rabbit holes. And one other thing I just noticed, like in the last week or two, everybody by now should be familiar with Asian guy on X, but at least he's a known AI guy. He like jokes about it. Asian guy, rhymes with AI, AG, silver. He's all talking about China and the silver, the disparity between Shanghai silver and New York Comics silver. But there are all these other fake AI channels, deep fakes, Mearsheimer, Lieutenant Colonel or Colonel Doug McGregor, David Sachs, Victor Davis Hanson. There are so many of these channels on YouTube. It's unbelievable that somebody writes a script that I get sent these by intelligent people saying, Matt, did you see what so-and-so said? It's like, that's a fake. That's not his account. Andy Schechtman on silver. Completely bogus YouTube channels all over the place. So it's no wonder people are going down rabbit holes. Yeah, that you have to really beware of all of these fakes. It's just getting crazy.
Which is what they also plan to do, is just jam everything up with this info.
Yeah, and some of it's good, and like any good propaganda has to be 90% true and compelling so that you'll swallow the payload, which is the 10% that's false. So a lot of these YouTubes, somebody said, okay, maybe it's a deep fake, but I like what he was saying. It's like, you know, some guy, some Greek financier, I forget his name, Giannis something. Oh, I was at Basel and the bankers were all panicking and it's like, he sent me this, Matt, listen to this. And it's like, come on, the real guy has been putting out on X all the time. These are fake videos. It's not me, right? It's not me. And they're still spread around. So it's no wonder people fall for the stuff that Candace falls for. I mean, it's packaged well. It's slick. And if you don't believe it, now you're a traitor or you're a Zionist tool. You know, you certainly know how that feels, being told that stuff.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious. I don't know if you knew this. The Mitch Snow guy was arrested, convicted for the hammer menacing and stuff in 2016. He goes and does podcasts, says she locked him in there, attacked him, took his keys. It's all the opposite. The point is, here he is lying about an event. We have the video of it not being true. And they say, we don't care if he did that. He was at Huachuca. They all did it. And they've all got alibis. They say, oh, those aren't real alibis. Later when the congressman like forces it, okay, you got an alibi. It's everything I've ever been accused of but didn't do. It's like making stuff up.
Something Michael Yon pointed out, there are even people making fake videos of the fake videos. Because with the tools you can buy today, you can clone a fake video of so-and-so and then switch it around. So it's really, we are literally in the wilderness of mirrors now.
The so-called talk show host took the video, edited it, and said, we put out the fake video.
Right. And so there are always people who are going to believe Candace forever. Whatever she says today was always true. They're just like totally brainwashed. It's like, what's his name? The Russian guy about, how effective brainwashing is. And you can't reconvince people once they're voluntarily brainwashed. You can't bring them back. What's his name? The Russian guy with the videos. He made the videos.
KGB guy, bald-headed guy.
Yuri Bezmenov.
Yeah.
And he made the videos with the great, E.W. Griffin.
Yeah, G.W. Griffin.
Yeah, he made those videos like 30 years ago. Like, Griffin was so wise, he like saw into the future. We'd need to see this stuff today.
Incredible. Matt Bracken, how do people find your work?
I'm on X. I'm Matt_Bracken48 on X. And, I've got a website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. And you can get my Audible and Kindle books on Amazon, but Amazon is not, they give me nothing for the printed books. So.
Well, they're still great books. We love you, brother. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
I gotta get off here and order from Netanyahu real quick. No, seriously. Harrison Smith is coming up loaded for bear as usual. God bless you all. Thanks for your support. Speaking of supporting us, we got a big sale going at thealexjonesstore.com. It's the new year. Commit to your own health. You can get a free bottle, huge container. Where is it over here? Of our Shilajit gummies. Shilajit boosts your testosterone, your stamina, libido, your overall health, your immune system. These are so good, so concentrated. If you don't know what Shilajit is, research. We got the best. Buy any of the other supplements, get a bottle of this free, and that goes for Atomic Defense as well. Buy any other supplement, the bovine colostrum, the spike protein detox products, all of it, and get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummies. That is a giant discount at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. I want to thank you all for your support. We just try to get the truth out and tell it like it is. TheAlexJonesStewart.com. Not AI and not a clone. The real deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us with Harrison Smith.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStewart.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStewart.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStewart.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStewart.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.